tomorrow's news today.
I know you're going to ask a really nice question.
Well, it's an important question, no. I think. Are you worried that other leaders in the world are going to start to doubt that America is back if some of these big things that you say on the world stage keep getting walked back?
What's getting walked back?
It made it sound like, just in the last couple days, it sounded like you told U.S. troops they were going to Ukraine. It sounded like you said it was possible the U.S. would use a chemical weapon, and it sounded like you were calling for regime change in Russia, and we know...
None of the three occurred. None of the three.
Mr. President?
You interpret the language that way. I was talking to the troops. We're talking about helping train the troops in that are the Ukrainian troops that are in Poland. That's what the context. I sat there with those guys for a couple hours. That's what we talked about.
So when you said you're going to see when you're there, you were not intending
to... I was referring to meeting with and talking with the Ukrainian troops who were in Poland.
And when you said a chemical weapon use by Russia would trigger a response in kind...
It will trigger a significant response.
What does that mean?
I'm not going to tell you. Why would I tell you? You got to be silly.
The world wants to know.
The world wants to know a lot of things. I'm not telling them what the response would be. Then Russia knows the response.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They are voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, he died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Look, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
The Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones' content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022 is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm going to make an announcement here on air just to lay down a marker point for Tuesday, March 29th, 2022, of where we are. We have all the evidence. We have the globalist statements. We have their white papers, and now we have them putting it into action. 100% the multinational megabanks headed up with BlackRock and Vanguard and the private Federal Reserve have set China up to replace the United States and to be an authoritarian model of technocracy and global cashless society. And we are 100% now being maneuvered into, and we're now entering the official phase of the end of the dollar. Now, for folks that aren't into the economy and into economics and into currencies and into what that means, this country will look like Venezuela in just a couple years if this actually happens. We will look like Zimbabwe or Weimar Republic Germany. That's all we had left was a giant military and the fact that we had the world reserve currency. All of the major banks and the CIA and the entire federal government at the top is doing exactly what you do to burn down the U.S. economy and shut us down and use economic warfare on us. Like if you wanted to burn down, let's say, an old farmhouse that you didn't even want to pay to have demolitioned, you can wait till it's a rainy time and there's no burn ban, call the fire department out, and burn that sucker down. I've had family burn down their old farmhouse. That's cheaper than hauling it off. And what you do is you go in and you pour gasoline in all the rooms, you get it all set up and ready, and then you throw a match into it. So they've been pouring gasoline all over the country for a long time, and now they threw the match in. The match goes spinning through the air, and in the last month, it actually hit, and now the house is engulfed in flame, and it's going to burn to the ground. And it's all been done by design, and it's being heralded from BBC to Al Jazeera to the Communist Chinese Official Daily. And, of course, the boogeyman in all of this is Russia. As I said, and as General Flynn said, and as all the smart geopolitical analysts said, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and others, we should get him back on this week, by the way, former head of the Treasury Department under Reagan. If we'd have made an alliance with Russia and turned them into a capitalist society and expanded, then we would be dominant for sure and could promote American values. But no, instead we became Communist China, basically, because the globalists that run our nation want us to be like Communist China. So it's all official. And we have been directly maneuvered into this. So, you know, let's say 100 years ago, it might have taken a few months to build an old farmhouse. And then it took 100 years for it to get rotting and old. And it takes about 5 minutes for one full of gasoline to burn to the ground. An old wooden farmhouse goes up like a Roman candle. So, ladies and gentlemen, that the house is on fire, and they actually did it. They destroyed America. They took us down. Now, the only reason I'm being as blunt as I am is there's some hope to lessen how bad this is going to be if we admit that they shipped in tons of fentanyl, they deliberately bankrupted the cities, they deliberately annihilated the family, they deliberately destroyed the border. They are absolutely publicly killing the dollar right now. And let's just get it out there. The good old days are over. And during the collapse of resources, do you think the average leftist is going to say, oh, I was wrong, and try to change their policies? No. They're going to get more desperate, more insane, more feverish, demanding wealth redistribution by the government administered by BlackRock and others, who are going to have the world social credit score system and the guaranteed universal basic income and make everyone, quote, sign on their wealth into a new digital global pool with China. So for this new global system to rise with China at the heart of it, America had to fall. And that's why Biden's shut down in 14 months, 15 months. Over 2,000 pipelines, thousands of other sub-pipelines, and we are under industrial military attack. Now, that's just the start. Would you like me to give you the evidence today that we talked about in the last month or so, but was hard to believe? China and India, which collectively are 2.79 billion, or almost 2.8 billion people, almost half the world population, the largest part of the world economy combined, have officially left the dollar. And the dollar's dropping. And the ruble's exploding. We have been completely betrayed. And instead, the globalists have got it all set up to censor everybody and shut everybody down and cause a civil war while they finish the country off. Great job, trendies and mainline conservatives and all of you that sat there and allowed this to happen. So all you folks that had a chip on your shoulder about America, all you weird leftists that were pissed because your grandpa or whatever wasn't allowed in the, you know, the WASP country club, and now you're Larry Fink, so you're going to show America and destroy it, all because somebody was mean to your grandpa. That's where we are now, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Larry Fink, you destroyed America. Mount our head on the wall. Congratulations, buddy. But here's the thing. They think they're going to get away with what they've done to this nation. And they're not going to get away with it in the end. And this isn't going to go the way they planned. It's going to lead to massive famine, global collapse. They wanted that. But it's going to lead to war, and it's going to lead to them being exposed, and it's going to lead to them being in prison. So let me give you the news here. Ruble at the highest rate against U.S. dollars since February 28th. They tried to tank the ruble. It had the opposite effect. Russia's got more oil than anybody else on earth, more than the U.S. and Saudi Arabia and Venezuela combined. And now it's going to sell unlimited oil to China and India, because China and India don't take dollars anymore for oil. And that's the world reserve currency. That's the Bretton Woods Agreement after World War II. That's the whole system of the New World Order after World War II. The New Order. America as the British Empire. And deliberately, the people that run the British Empire, the American Empire, are deliberately shutting us down to bring us to our knees and let China and other authoritarian regimes take over, while they put in a rotting, disintegrating puppet who can't even basically talk, even with cue cards in his hands, as the emblem of American weakness and death. And I said, them putting Biden in last year, I said, is the emblem of America's death. You would only put him in as the symbol of, hey, the old year's going out. It's New Year's Eve, 1159. And the year turns into a skeleton right in front of you, and that year is gone, and the new year begins, the little baby. And they are telling you it's over. They are telling you that they've done this. India refiners make fresh purchase of Russian oil despite U.S. warning. India will drop the dollar to trade with Russia, replacing SWIFT. You take a look at the map of the world, Russia and India and China, and you get those guys working together, it's game over, global domination. And that was done by design, and we were maneuvering into that. Oh, who was a four-year respite? They weren't just mad that Trump was taking charge. They weren't just mad that a few of their operatives were being kicked out of government. They were mad because he was going with an America First policy and made us the number one
energy producer in the world overnight, and that wasn't going along with their plan. The world said, wow, America's not closed for business? That's why the day he got elected, the stock market exploded. And everybody started investing here. Because they've been told, don't come to America, you can't set businesses up here. You're not allowed to have factories, you're not allowed to do all that. And then Trump said, that's over, okay, everybody flooded back. And now, as soon as Biden came in, they flipped the switch and it's all off. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It makes me physically sick. I'm physically nauseous right now because I know what this means to my family. I know what this means. I mean, you understand your country is literally dying on the operating table right now.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Taking advantage of one of nature's most nutrient-dense ingredients, VasoBeats will be your new favorite InfoWars Life formula. Using only water and beetroot, VasoBeats is the most concentrated liquid extract of beet on the market. With concentrated beet extract, you can get the high levels of betaine, nitrates, and antioxidants you want to help support a healthy liver, athletic performance, blood vessels, and more. Don't overlook the power of beetroot. Get your naturally occurring potassium, folate, vitamin C, iron, selenium, zinc, vitamin K, and more. With one of nature's greatest treasures in VasoBeet from InfoWars Life today.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Malcolm.
All right, I'm going to make this quick and real short where the other patriots can get on the line. Alex, I have to promote one thing from one of your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer. Super Male Vitality and Brain Force Plus. Mix those two together, you're an unstoppable tank.
Super Male Vitality really, really works. It's cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that have never been heated up. And so it has a dramatic effect compared to powdered versions that also work quite well, but just aren't as strong. This is like a very fine wine. It's in fact, each batch is different. Sometimes it's super strong, sometimes it's just okay. People are like, why are you selling something and admitting sometimes the batch isn't strong? That's just how it is. It's how it works. So it's always good. It's just sometimes it's like super strong. But yeah, if you want the Rolls Royce at a decent price, then this is it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
living in the future, in the year 2022. Powerful world central banks, led by BlackRock and others, publicly maneuvered the Western governments they controlled into policies that triggered the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And as Larry Fink said just a few months ago on Bloomberg TV, we prefer to work with dictators and criminals. Yeah, he said that. We'll play the clip in a moment. And they're following everything you do. Like, if I was going to make hamburgers, I'd go to the store, try to get some fresh, good hamburger meat, get some buns, get some lettuce, tomatoes, make sure I had ketchup, mayonnaise. Or, getting hungry here. Any other type of relish people like. And then I'd come home, and I'd fire up the grill, and I'd cook it, and I'd bring it into the family, and I'd put it on the buns, and you know, we'd eat dinner with a salad or something. And that's what they're doing. Everything they do is just how you go and set something up and prepare it and lay it out. It's like a surgery for amputating somebody's leg, but said they're amputating our head. They've got all the lights and the tools and the nurses and the doctors in there, the surgeon, and they've got us strapped down, and they're just draining our blood out slowly while we're awake laughing at us. And you see, I don't come in here and tell you how horrible this is and just to get you depressed. I want you to know what's going to come next if we don't take action, so it lights a fire under all of our asses to stop this. Because we told you they were maneuvering the country towards collapse while they claimed they were doing it all for America. We told you they would end American energy dominance and actually shut us off and that you would have rolling power outages and massive inflation. I told you that years ago. That's the plan. They've done it in the third world over and over again. It's what the economic hitman and others came out and exposed many years ago. It's how they operate. And so you all ask yourselves, I asked 2 years ago, well, we know these shots, according to scientists that have researched what they're coming out with, are going to cause blood clots and mass death. What are they going to do to cover up all that death, that delayed death that's going to happen? And I said big wars and economic collapse. Because they want a post-industrial world and they want to depopulate us 80 to 90% in the official documents. So how do you get from A to Z? What's the big cataclysm, the end of the world event William Shatner was talking about, or AOC or Beto or all of them, where soon almost everybody's going to be dead? That's because they are turning the planet's industrial life support off. Just on time delivery, modern civilization, fertilizers, all of it, medicine work real great when you've got it. But it is a long chain, and any sustained disruption will fry the entire system, which then consolidates power and control for the likes of BlackRock, who openly brag in shareholder documents and others that have come out how great Ebola was when it came out. And Hunter Biden's company saying, oh, we're going to double our money on this. And the same thing for COVID. And then the UN points at the world famine exploding and mass death just accelerating. And they say, oh, it was COVID and it was Russia and it was, but it was all the globalists. It was all the New World Order. It was all their operation that did it. And so my great frustration is we're not getting there. We're here. We're not getting there. We've arrived. And I wish we could have stopped this. I knew they were going to launch a bio attack and bring out forced inoculations because it was in their documents. Made prediction after prediction here on record, made films about it. Films seen by 60, 70, 80 million people. Didn't stop them. And now we know the next phase. World economic collapse, civil war, turning the police departments off, letting criminals run around and murder whoever they want, while the globalists sit in their giant armored fortresses and their huge palatial estates, hundreds of thousands of acres, with their private security firms and private landing fields just enjoying themselves while we all kill each other.
So let me tell you what's going to come next here. If the sanctions aren't taken off Russia immediately, and if we don't start buying Russian oil and gas, it will continue to have China and India and hundreds of other countries switch to the ruble, which will then kill the dollar as the world reserve currency, and the BRICS Belt and Road Initiative Consortium trading system that they're now setting up will be the dominant system. It already is overnight. That's how America, after World War II at the Bretton Woods Agreement, they agreed that the world would buy and sell oil and coal and natural gas and the distillates of fossil fuels in the dollar. And now, the people running things, oh, they've got incompetent Biden and Psaki and them up front, but that's not who's running it. The people that did this knew damn well what they were doing. And they guaranteed let old Putin know, hey, you go ahead and do that, you're going to be sitting in a lot better position. And so understand the people that run our country are deliberately doing things that are destroying the value of your money and your investments and your life while they collapse every other facet of the nation after they deindustrialized us, and now they're shutting off our energy and our pipelines. Can anybody think about what that spells for us? The long Venezuelan nightmare. Venezuela has more oil than anybody in Latin America, probably more than the United States. They're one of the biggest oil producers in the world. They're in the top five oil-rich nations on Earth, and they can't even afford gasoline there because the communists stole it all, and they want people poor, and they want control, and they have IMF and World Bank agreements to do that, and the leaders in their Congress all have giant chateaus in places like Switzerland. It's done on purpose. Just like keeping Africa and Latin America locked down for 2 years and causing mass starvation was under IMF World Bank agreements. That came out. And then people starve and they flood up here, and then they're organized into political groups to then help bring down the United States. This is a battle plan. And so if we don't turn this around, when we come back, I'm going to lay out what it's going to look like and what's going to happen. And again, I'm only telling you this, like, if you tell somebody, hey, you load that 12-gauge shotgun and you stick it in your mouth and you aim it at the top of your roof of your mouth, you pull the trigger, you're probably going to die, or you're going to wish you were. It's going to blow your brains out the back of your head. Well, they've shoved the shotgun up in our mouth, and they're in the process of pulling the trigger right now. So you think about that. And this is such a spoiled, demonic, lazy nation on average. Can you even imagine what it's going to look like when people can't get food or water and can't get transportation? Well, they're going to scream and yell and beg and say, we'll do anything. Just give us money again. And in comes BlackRock with the World Social Credit Score and the universal basic income and everything else. And, oh, we got to hold the middle class hostage now.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again, because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the info war. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
The powerful combination of both vitamin C and zinc are great stepping stones to leading a healthier life. InfoWars has made it easier to make sure you are getting enough in your system with a supplement that contains both. This InfoWars Life offering vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips should be your next purchase from the InfoWars store. The rose hips contained within are a part of the rose flower just below the petals that contain the rose plant seeds. Natural chemicals found in the hips may even be helpful for a variety of health conditions, including those with osteoarthritis and for those with pain after surgery, studies have shown. As for vitamin C and zinc themselves, you probably already know that they play an important role in nutrition, immune defense, and the maintenance of your everyday health. It has been reported that intake of both is often inadequate, even in affluent populations like here in America. So next time you visit, be sure to check it out at InfoWarsStore.com, where we promise our rose hips don't lie.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm going to lay out the rest of the really bad news, and I'm going to lay out the good news, how we can stop it. But only if the people really awaken to the scam and realize what they've been hit by. There's a very narrow window where the dollar is not completely destroyed and we are not put into a crisis that will make the Great Depression look like a cakewalk, because the globalists are doing it on purpose to bring us to our knees and have a communist revolution in America saying capitalism has failed. The communists, you know, all the lazy punks and everybody are dancing around the streets saying the end of America is nigh. It's all about to go down. They know. Now, they believe they're about to be given a bunch of free stuff. No, they're not going to be getting any free stuff once this authoritarian revolution takes place. Because the poison of the takeover was the LGBTP and all the drugs and all of the, you know, bizarreness. Once the true authoritarianism hits, that's all going to be thrown out the window. And the new regime will blame all those people for what happened and persecute them and flush them out and then put competent people in with the new fascist order that's going to be set up. So we're going to give you full spectrum analysis of where this is going here in just a moment. Now, let me just spend a few minutes on this. We cannot spend all our time and energy looking at how the globalists have shut down the country and deindustrialized us and crawling a hole. We've got to politically be engaged. We've got to spiritually be engaged. We've got to be reaching out and forming alliances and friendships with others and forming communities for this collapse, this organized collapse. And a lot of people are doing that, and there's been a major instinctive and spiritual discernment to move out of the major cities and get prepared. So that's been happening for a long time, and it's really, again, exploded in the last few years. So all those preppers and people that told everybody to get ready 25, 30 years ago, have they not been proven right? Because they saw the preparation to bring down America. They saw the preparation for gun confiscation and martial law. They saw the government training manuals that were confirmed to be real about they're going to outlaw constitutionalists and set up FEMA camps and everything. So military people particularly that were trained in this went public, and good FBI agents and good members of Congress that were read into this went public. And some were killed, and many were imprisoned, and many were bankrupted and sued into oblivion so that we would know this was coming. So now we've gotten a really good chance to turn this back and stop it because of all of those great people that spread the word for so long. And, of course, much of this audience are people older than I am who've been in the trenches and have been fighting to get the word about the word out about this coming new world order. So I salute you. And I thank you for what you've done and what you persevered through, and the criticism and the ridicule and the attacks and the persecution and the demonization. You are trailblazers. And the only reason we've got hope is because through God inspiring you, through God inspiring you, my children have a chance. Because we've known this is coming for a long time, ladies and gentlemen, and it's now here. Toe-to-toe with the globalists, with every dirty trick they've got, bioweapons with them posing as the saviors, collapsing civilization, degenerate pedophile society. I mean, this is modern warfare, ladies and gentlemen. And it is psychic, and it is chemical, and it is biological, and it is economic, and it is spiritual. I want to get back into what's currently happening and how I think we can stop it and what's going to happen if we don't stop it. And the indescribable hell that I'm going to try to lay out for you when I talk about this is really hard for me to say, because you folks know that I've told you a lot of things that came true exactly like I told you. And I can see very, very clearly what this is going to look like. And it's hard for a full grown, pretty tough man to deal with. Okay. So I want you to understand, it's better you know about all this and better you be ready for this. They're going to hit the U.S. with bioweapons. They're going to basically try to kill everybody. And the people that have taken the shot have been given the binary weapon, where they'll be basically knocked completely over, and almost all of them will die when they get hit with the next phase. And man, it's really sad to know that. And I don't like to even say stuff like that on air because it's so horrible, but it's true. So there might be some mitigating factors, and there's some science on that about why people can detox from the spike proteins, but the spike protein prions, the crystals growing in your body, the mad cow growing in your body, it's what it is. It's an AIDS splice with mad cow, HIV with mad cow. Who could come up with that? Just these people. But hell, we abort babies and say they're not humans and then keep them alive now and harvest their organs. So I guess this is just judgment. But you know, my 4-year-old daughter, she doesn't deserve this. I'm going to do everything I can to try to stop this or try to do whatever I can. But let me talk about staying on air. We can stop this dollar collapse if there's a global awakening. We understand how we've been maneuvered towards collapse. And we can stop the race war they're trying to start by exposing it, which we've been doing. And we can stop and get the majority of folks not to take the deadly shot if we keep exposing that whole program, which we've done a great job. You've done a great job of fighting, and their whole COVID rollout did not go half as well as they wanted. Still devastating, but we gave them a good run for their money, and we're in the fight. And I can't forget, as serious and as bad as things are, to remind you that you've got to spread the word to people, and that's more important than ever. So spreading the word so people know what's about to hit them and what's happening, so they don't get manipulated to serve the globalist against us, is key. Plus, God wants you to tell the truth and help people towards the knowledge and the light. You've got to get ready with your family and friends and others for what's going down. You got to get prepared. That's number two. And then, again, you've got to keep outlets on air that have built an independent system better than anybody else is out there, more redundant than anybody else is out there, because we've been on the front lines. We had to, by necessity, as InfoWars. And that doesn't mean they can't shut us down just like that. But we're in the best position, and there's not just evil in the world. God's there. God's real as well. And God's more powerful than this evil infinitely, but we have to take the step in the right direction, and God's going to lead us the rest of the way. So here's where we are. If you hadn't bought the last 1776 coin, I would have had to lay off like 20 people. That last coin funded us and our underages of the last 4 or 5 months, well, 3 or 4 months. And we've done a lot of other stuff with sponsors and things to be almost breaking even. We're a couple hundred thousand a month behind right now. And so I just need everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get t-shirts, get books, get films, buy some of the supplements, particularly those that have never supported the broadcast but tune in routinely. You need to get skin in the game. And really, God wants to see that. Whether you go to a demonstration or whether you start praying more or whether you support us financially, you need to not just be a spectator. You need skin in the game. That's how this metaphysically works. So I'm challenging those that have been on the fence about going to InfoWarsStore.com and buying products to do it. Also, we have the second coin in a three-part series, and if we're still on the air in a year or even a few months, we're going to do a lot of special things for folks that are members that sign up, and if you want to give us the email, not, if you want to just support us and keep us on air, that's fine, but founding members are helping fund, obviously, other infrastructure and things we're doing that I'm not going to give out so the enemy's aware of it. So we need all three coins to be sold at the cost they're at to complete this mission. So this is your mission if you choose to accept it. This is a real piece of history, no matter what happens to us. These are beautiful coins that I designed with a great designer. Again, there are only a few hundred because we held back of the George Washington coin. And we've now offered those at 1776coin.com. Those are selling out. And we have this new coin that we've already sold 2,500 of in one day. And we'll sell out by next week of this coin. Praise God. So if you want the Tree of Liberty, Thomas Jefferson quote coin, Tree of Liberty on one side, a skull on the other symbolizing those that paid with their lives for freedom right now, you need to get the coin at 1776coin.com, and that will keep us in attack formation in the info war to give it 110% straight into this operation. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 or 1776coin.com. And I want to thank all of you for coming through again and keeping us on air. Because without you, we would have already been shut down. But your strength is just incredible. And so I salute you from the bottom of my heart.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin. And it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It has been noted by many a historian, the first casualty of war is the truth. then the next big casualty isn't even the people that die. No, that invariably follows. But first, there is the crackdown on populations, basic liberty, and speech, and massive censorship. And now, across the world, from the United States to Europe, legislation's being introduced that if you amplify any, quote, pro-Russian information, you can be censored, you can be arrested, you can be imprisoned. And of course, now Canada's introduced legislation that if you have a thought crime and they think you may have the intent to engage in hate speech online, that you will be censored and arrested. Ladies and gentlemen, the authoritarianism is being carried out by the globalists around the world against humanity. That makes InfoWars.com more important than ever. Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
America betrayed. The process of the destruction of the U.S. dollar, the last real power this country had, the most important economic pillar for this country. The only card we had left, the Ace of Spades, the most powerful card you can have in the world, is not nuclear weapons, not biological weapons, not chemical weapons. It's your currency being the currency of the world, because then you can print basically almost unlimited amounts of money, and it will cause slow inflation over time, but it will give the people that can issue that fiat currency power to use that money to buy up infrastructure and to buy up academia and to buy up media and to totally control society. But the Federal Reserve takeover by private families in Europe, the U.S., and England was 100 years old in 2013. Now it's well over 100 years old. It's 109 years old, and so it's time for that system to go away as the very same banking families accelerate the devaluation, buying up real infrastructure, passing on to us the inflation, passing on to us the devaluation, passing on to us the crime and poverty that they think they're insulated from as they prepare to move to the new global digital currency based on the communist Chinese social credit score that was actually built by Google and the globalists. And so to make people go to that, they've got to get China and Russia and India and others, which has now happened in just the last month, officially today, signing on to buy oil, not in dollars, but in an exchange of rupees, yuan, rubles. And that is the globalist takeover. That is America completely crippled down to its knees. If you try to describe what the end of dollar hegemony means, I mean, it's just, it's unspeakable. Bare minimum hyperinflation, loss of confidence in U.S. companies, no longer will the U.S. have any say over international transactions. It'll kill the power of the U.S. to actually have sanctions on groups that deserve it. It's a complete and total transfer of power away from our republic, the victors of World War II, to BlackRock that basically manages communist China. And you know, Putin did the calculus, and he wants Russia to be strong. And so the globalists are going to try to empower China with this, blame Russia, hurt Russia, and Putin knows that, but he believes that alliance is so strong that in the end, and America is so satanic and weak, that Russia will come out on top and even defeat some of the low-level globalists that want to take Russia out. And by the way, that's what all the mainline analysts at the Hoover and the Kennedy Center, they all know this. They all write books. They all know it. They're the ones, type in the Chinese century, CFR.org. For 30 years, they said the new century will be the Chinese century and the end of America. And the new autocratic technocracy of China. And now we're here. Endless money, endless one-sided trade deals, allowed to steal our intellectual property, allowed to do anything they want, ladies and gentlemen, so that they would be hegemonic and in charge. And then we hear, oh, China has stabbed the globalist New World Order in the back. China's going to do its own thing. It was always designed to do its own thing with Larry Fink and Bloomberg and all these organizations that are completely predatory. And then you look at what it'll look like in a disintegrating country with people who think it's cool not to work or know any skills, who've just been living off the largesse of the dollar, and all the people with their EBT cards that will still get the money put on the card, but it's not going to buy what they need to even feed themselves. What's that going to cause? Massive explosion in crime and breakdown of civilization. You add to that 30% of women on psychotropics, 20% of men, and all the weaponized marijuana and all the drugs just flowing into the United States. We're like a Christmas turkey, all stuffed and loaded up, going in the oven right now. And I say that with great pain because there's still a lot of good people in America. And we still had so many great ideals and so many great inventions. And our best days were yet to come. But we got bit by the New World Order snake, folks. And we are poisoned now. We are a poisoned nation, ladies and gentlemen. And we have to reject everything the globalists are saying, everything they're doing, because they're going to pose as the saviors against COVID they made in a lab and released. They're going to pose as the saviors with a vaccine that gives you the same thing as COVID. They're going to pose as the saviors while they implode the border. They're going to pose as the saviors while they start wars with Russia and then put policies in place that they know will drive people out of the dollar into this new global digital system that China set up. It's not like I'm just telling you that as it happens this week. I was telling you that years ago, decades ago, but intensely the last 2 years, saying we're being maneuvered to the end of the dollar. And now the U.S. threatens India not to start buying oil in rubles, and India doesn't follow the threat. Because behind the scenes, higher up, wink, wink, the deal's already been made, and you know it has. That's why Biden said 5 weeks ago, go ahead and invade, just don't take the whole country. And then Putin now is pulling back from Kiev. He just pulled in to kill the forces that were in the east of Ukraine. He's about to take a third of the country. And that's what's going on. And we've all been maneuvered and prepared for the whole thing. But there's this weird delusion by academics and leftists and others of their yes culture and agreeing with each other and doing what they're told, that they actually believe presiding over all of the destruction and the illogic. Somehow they're part of the team. They're at the table. You're not at the table. And you're the exact people they plan on getting rid of, and you've destroyed the real liberal social safety net and the real social contract, and you've censored, and you've spied, and you've lied, and you've persecuted. You know, I've got articles right here out of Canada where they're holding more than 100 people from the Peaceful Trucker event without bail and without charges, just like January 6th, and not letting lawyers see them. That is in the Ottawa newspaper, like it's a good thing. Well, they've been there now over a month, and yeah, they're not letting their lawyers get in to see them, but that's okay. And now they're arresting journalists on camera. I mean, it's North Korea. And people are like, oh, it's getting bad. No, folks, it's not getting bad. It's bad. But we still have some vestigial, ceremonial remembrance, like a legend that we had to process, and a right to self-defense and a right to free speech. So here it's not as bad as Europe or Australia or Canada, because there's still some human memory of a time when we cared about freedom and didn't throw the checks and balances and our life preservers out the window while we're in this sea of tyranny. So we're going to come back, and I'm going to actually go through four stacks that deal with this. Haven't hit these yet, of what they're about to pull off. Here's a headline out of the Financial Post. Worth $20 trillion between them, BlackRock and Vanguard could own almost everything by 2028, but only if the collapse continues. And then you realize the rest of the story. They've bought off our leaders, and they are running us into the ground, and they are demoralizing us and brainwashing our children, and they've just got it started. And once all the resources are cut off that Americans are so used to having, they're going to get up on the news and say, hey, do what we say, sign on to this app, and you're going to get credits on your phone that let you buy. Sorry, the dollar's not worth anything anymore. Oh, but you've got to behave and act the way we want, and we're watching your behavior. You don't get all this free money if you don't submit.
We are only offering three coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again, because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com. It's time to protect your privacy. It's time to come to grips with the fact that even though you don't have anything to hide, criminals, hackers, corporations, big tech, government are stealing all of your data and creating a map and a database of where you go and what you do. So in the future, under their globalist takeover, they can shut you down. Protecting your privacy, protecting your credit cards, protecting your bank accounts, protecting your photos, protecting everything that's on your phone is paramount. That's why everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com. We're carrying a huge new line of very compliant, made in America products that have 100% reviews and are simply incredible. It's a 360 win. Protect your privacy and shop at InfoWars to support the overall InfoWar against the globalists, a true 360 win. Get your Faraday cages at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the new line. It's amazing.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil,
If I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. The... So I set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve.
Do
as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is sport. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions, just let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing, I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Now you know the rest of the story.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest.
We are only offering three coins in the series.
The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again, because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are in the aftermath of the bioweapon attack the globalists created at the Wuhan lab and released, and their deadly injections. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, medical doctor, has been a real trailblazer exposing all of that. She'll be joining us in the third hour today. But I want to give the number out specifically on a topic for listeners. Now, most of the time I say it's a free-for-all, whatever topic you want, but every 10 or so times I open the phones up, I say, hey, I've got a topic I want to discuss. I would like you to call in on this topic only, and it's, what do you think of China and India and a bunch of other countries moving to the ruble to buy fuel and building their own digital banking system that they'd already basically set up in China? And our leaders knew that would take America's greatest ace in the hole, the dollar. Nothing's even a close second or a close hundredth. Our military is trumped by this. If the world reserve currency is no longer the dollar and this new global digital basket of currencies that the IMF and World Bank and BlackRock and Larry Fink have wanted. I mean, this is their wish list. I watch C-SPAN and Davos meetings for decades about their plan, and I've seen them talk about it thousands of times. I've got articles with videos of them saying it this week. They are positioning us for total collapse. They're shutting off our infrastructure, imploding our borders, pumping up the welfare system, devaluing the dollar, doing everything they can to get the world to dump the dollar, and getting Biden there and Kamala, who they know have zero appeal with people, to be emblematic of the end of the country. So I don't say this to be negative. It's like telling your three-year-old, don't go out the street, you can get run over and killed. And I remember when I was about three, I kept doing it. One time my dad was driving down the street, he goes, hey, let's pull over out here. He pulled over, there was this dead orange and white cat, looked like Garfield, blood coming out of its nose, all been run over night before down the street. Some kids were drag racing, my dad said. And that cat was all rigor mortis with blood coming out of its nose. And my dad said, that's what you'll be like if you keep going out in the street. Because I'd climb out a window. My mom would like be cleaning or doing something, and she'd lock the doors because I'd, you know, run out the backyard and just be gone. And we lived in an area of Dallas that, you know, wasn't super nice, but wasn't super bad. But it was still, I mean, I was just out of control, like a raccoon or something myself. And I'd open a window up and go outside. Had to be watched. I'd climb on neighbors' roofs. I'd climb on top their vans. I mean, I was a little animal. And my dad spanked me and stuff. It didn't work, so he went and showed me that raccoon or that dead cat. He also showed me a dead raccoon once and said, you've got to stop. You'll be run over. You will be smashed, flattered in a pancake. And I remember that like it was yesterday, and I was like 2.5, 3 years old. And then I still snuck out again. There was this old guy that actually owned the house my parents were renting that lived on the street. He owned like half the houses, named Mr. Bruner. And I remember him just as it was yesterday in his overalls. He was always giving me candy and stuff. He goes, get over here, Alex. He goes, let me show you this. You see, it was a grease spot on the ground. He goes, you see that? That's a little boy went out in the street and smashed. It's like a dead little booger. So promise me you're not going to go back in that street. And listen, I don't know why I'm telling you these stories. The point is, I'm telling you this because I'm not trying to be negative or scare you for no reason. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is horrible. This is wrong. And all the dumb bureaucrats on TV and the politicians and the judges and the idiot lawyers and all of them don't understand the music stopping. The musical chairs are over and we're the one left without a seat. We have been royally screwed. And then you learn about what's going to happen with the social engineering during this long protracted depression where we're taught the new way and we build back better by collapsing what we were. So let's put the show headline up on screen for people, but I'm going to start going with these headlines. But I really want to give the number out. And I want to take your calls on this topic specifically because if there's a big enough uproar and if there's a big enough awakening and if there was enough courage in Congress and by governors and by legislatures, and if Trump could figure this out or if DeSantis could figure it out, then there might be some hope. But these politicians, even if they're good people, they all look at it one-dimensionally about, okay, is it a policy that's good for America? And will it make me look good? Even the good ones are like that. The bad ones are like, who's paying me and what makes me look good in the media? But for a Trump or a DeSantis or anybody, yeah, sanctions on Russia, yeah, war, makes them sound good. But the globalists did something and made a deal with Putin to invade. You know that. To get America to go against its own interest and do these sanctions, which would put Russia already in a dominant position energy-wise into the main position of power. How do you get a Trump or a DeSantis or a Senator Paul or Cruz to come out and say that? They're not going to do it. They don't believe the people are sophisticated enough to know this. And I'll guarantee you that DeSantis, and I'll guarantee you that Senator Cruz and Senator Paul are all as smart as I am. They all know this. Trump, probably not. He's not dumb. He just is just in his own world. So this is really bad. And all I'm saying is we should instantly slam on the brakes and say, instead of all this posturing, oh, we'll show you, Putin, we'll stop buying your fuel and your gas. Yeah. And then he just gets the whole world, other than a few European countries and us, to switch away. And a lot of folks will say, well, screw the dollar and screw this, and we're sick of the American empire. Do you understand that the globalists that have been running the American empire and sucking us dry to do this and deindustrializing us, they are the ones that are doing this. This is what they want. It isn't about, are the Russians right or the Ukrainians right? It isn't about how many Ukrainian flags you put on your Twitter or how many Russian flags. It's about pulling back to the 35,000-foot view and going, oh, my gosh, they're using this to move people off the dollar onto this new digital global index, a basket of currencies that the globalists can manipulate and control and screw everybody around the world, because now the world reserve currency will be controlled by the central banks completely, and there won't be any input from America or Congress or anybody else. So the morons in Congress just get paid off. They're not even smart enough to figure this out or want real power, because they could parlay this right now, a Ted Cruz or a Senator Paul or a Josh Hawley or any of these people. But are they doing it? Because it's in The Economist and it's in the Financial Times and it's all known. It's not even debatable. What I'm telling you is like known policy globally. So yeah, when Biden says it's the end of the New World Order and that Russia and China have set up a New World Order, but America needs to lead the New World Order, he's actually being honest in his Alzheimer's. He's saying we, the former people that ran America, have screwed over. We're handing the baton to China and Russia for the New World Order. He's actually up there wheeling around all crazy, CFR member with Richard and Haas, who admitted this was the plan all along, and they're doing it. And instead, we're debating about who's committing more war crimes in Ukraine when this whole thing is designed to destroy America dominance and put the globalist completely in the catbird seat. So here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And first-time callers only on the subject of the end of the dollar. We're very close. Do you want it to end? Are you concerned? Do you know what it's going to mean? The ramifications are just insane. I'm going to come back and talk about the ramifications, but I'm going to tell you, I got courage, okay? And I can deal with stuff. And I'm really shook up by this because the globalists already released a deadly virus. They already gave out deadly shots. And now they're killing the main source of U.S. power and parlaying it to China. And the average American has no idea what's about to hit them. You think high gas prices? You think devalued currency's bad? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to remember $4, $5 a gallon gas as a wonderful thing because there's not going to be gas in many areas. We'll be right back.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen. Up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest BrainForce offering, BrainForce Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind BrainForce Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our BrainForce Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of BrainForce Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
So while Westerners argued about what a man and a woman was, the big banks cut off the energy, devalued the currencies, and accelerated the collapse of civilization. It was Winston Churchill, as World War II was really kicking off and as British forces have been forced out of France at the Battle of Dunkirk, that he said, "I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, and tears and sweat. We have before us an ordeal, the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and suffering." Then he went on to basically say, "All of that is terrible, but I'm being honest with you because it's better to know what you're facing and deal with it and defeat it than the alternative that is far worse." And then he laid that out as well. So I'm not like the Q people that tell you a bunch of lies. And I really like Mike Lindell, who I don't think was lying, but he was overly hopeful about Trump being reinstated and everything's pie in the sky. And I told him, you know, a year ago, I said, "You need to stop that. You're a good guy. The election was a fraud. We need to let folks know it's a long, hard fight. They're going to steal the next election. You need to make it about stopping the next theft." And he just, he's a great guy, but the energy and the attention he was getting to tell people what they wanted to hear was too much for him. You don't tune in here to get sugar-coated crap. You're going to get some of the best thinking on what's going down. And that's because I believe in you, and I believe when you know what you're facing, you're going to take action in different ways, and all of us collectively together, many hands make light work. We're going to not lay down to this, and we're going to be aware of what's happening to us so we have the real narrative to counter their engineered collapse and their engineered virus that's supposed to bring in their new cashless society and their universal basic income that can only happen once they've collapsed things. They're writing books about it. They give speeches about it. I can play you hours of clips of Davos Group with Klaus Schwab and others saying, "Why do we need so many people? We need to get rid of people." This is an attack on you. This is modern warfare. War never looks like the last war. And this doesn't look like any war you see in movies with aliens landing with laser beams. This is economic. This is cultural. This is biological. This is total, unrestricted warfare against you and your family. So let me just run through these headlines right now. Ruble at highest rate against the U.S. dollar ever. Indian refineries, despite Western threats, have now moved to buying oil in the ruble from the Russians. India now dropping the digital global SWIFT system they're using to sanction Russia, and so has China, launching their own new system a month ago, and now it's up and running, and the dollar is dropping. We're losing. And our own leaders did it by design. Look at this. Shutting Canadian pipelines would cost U.S. consumers $23.7 billion a year in a big report. But, of course, it's not enough. Biden's moving to break a treaty and shut down another pipe. I mean, is Putin doing that? Everything's being done to shut us down. Government minister tells Germans to cope with soaring energy costs by wearing warmer sweaters. Oil's entering a new world order. Here are the big winners and the losers. China, BlackRock, the big hedge funds, the banks, Russia, India. Who pays? Europe, America, England, Australia. But we're the target, and we keep not getting that. Oh, then the World Food Program is out. Oh, not just 40 million are going to starve to death like Extra did in the last few years. Hundreds of millions are going to die, which is all true. They engineered the lockdown. They engineered it all, and now they need you to give them billions to feed people, which they're not going to feed people. So now we've got double the number, from 135 million on the verge of dying to 276 million. And it goes on and on and on and on. Let's look at some more of what they're up to right here. With $20 trillion between them, BlackRock and Vanguard, same people, could own almost everything by 2028. Financial Post. And it goes on to describe how they basically run the world, run China, run America, run everything, and then they run all the leftist engineering, and they run at BlackRock the program demanding decarbonization in Europe, the UK, and the US and Canada, Australia, New Zealand, but nowhere else. So you can't use dollars anymore, and you got to move to China and India, but they're allowed to have all the coal power plants they want. It's real simple. They're turning our lights off and turning their lights on while the news tells you they're at war with Putin. And even mainline conservatives are like, yeah, sock it to him, Putin. Show Biden what an idiot he is. And it's all at the higher level stage. And Putin knows that. And so does Xi Jinping. So it's just levels of idiocy. And you go to Twitter or Instagram, it's just thousands of tweets an hour. Arrest Alex Jones. He's a Russian agent. Kill him. Shoot him. Murder him. Ugh. Meanwhile, I'm actually trying to stop the destruction of the U.S. dollar and U.S. power. But see, that's being informed, living in the real world, not these people prepared for destruction. So yeah, I guess that's what Satan does, is he gets you dehumanized and dumbed down and moronic and evil before you get destroyed. That's how the universe works. So I guess we just deserve what's about to happen to us. Oh, look at this article, though, out of the Hill. BlackRock sponsored, of course. People over 60 account for a third of greenhouse gas emissions. We need to go ahead and euthanize them, like Ezekiel Emanuel that wrote Obamacare said. They've got it all lined up and prepared, decades in the making. That just came out a few days ago. Isn't that sweet? Oh, my God, to save the earth. Humans put off carbon that plants breathe. That's dangerous. Mammals are bad. Is this the Borg saying this? No, it's the globalist. Oh, but Larry Fink, he's not going to be getting euthanized, though. Nesta Souza tweeted this out. The oceans are rising rapidly. They said we'd be feet underwater by 2017 and we'll soon swallow up our coastal areas. But Barack Obama is at 1 foot level above sea level. So is Nancy Pelosi and so is Bill Gates. No, they're doing just fine. But we're not doing just fine. You think when grain prices triple to all-time highs, that hurts Bill Gates? No. But that starves the third world to death. Then they collapse and they flood us. And the UN and Bill Gates then control that operation. The good news is Biden's approval rating falls to record low amid soaring inflation, high gas prices. But the bad news is people are rejecting the evil, but they believe it's Biden doing it when he's just a placeholder and a puppet. But the rich elites just say, let them eat cake. But of course, you're not a biologist. You can't say what a woman is. So you can't have any more tweets because you're not a tweeterologist, right? Or you can't even tell folks if it's raining because you're not a meteorologist. But here's BlackRock CEO Larry Fink says Russia-Ukraine war is upending world order. But when we say it doesn't exist, we're not allowed to because, well, the writers over at the New York Times say so. And Bill Gates is announcing you'll never get beef again. It should be outlawed for the earth, but only here. Everywhere else, we'll have it. Boy, these are some sick people.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air
and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today.
Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Mike in California, thanks for calling.
I think we're barking up the wrong tree calling this gain-of-function research. Now, if you read the actual 2014 legislation, the U.S. government gain-of-function deliberative process and research funding pause on selected gain-of-function research involving influenza, MERS, and SARS viruses. It says nothing about SARS-like viruses, and it's a research funding pause. It's not a stop. It's not a prohibition. It's when you come to a four-way intersection, there's the stop sign. You stop, you look both ways, and then you proceed. And so it's also, it doesn't pause all gain of function, just selected gain of function. But they'll argue that this is actually characterization and qualification research. So, Rand and others, maybe Fauci was right. They don't quite know what they're talking about, calling it gain of function. That's why he didn't perjure himself. That's why he hasn't been arrested.
Because they're literally creating new synthetic life forms that mimic what the viruses do. But in the main definition, it's still a gain of function. You're making something deadly that spreads more easily to hurt people. Thank you, Mike. We love you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're talking about the purposeful collapse of the U.S. dollar by design by the criminals that set up communist China, that run our government today. It is just an unprecedented moment. Can we get enough people talking about this? Because it took us a year to get people awake to the deadly vaccines. It takes us a long time. Once we get going, this audience, this show, we're really the tip of the spear when it comes to foiling their plans. But we don't have much time now because we told you they're going to move into war and economic disaster and the end of the dollar to bring in the new global currency. I told you that years ago. I said the next phase after COVID will be war and economic disaster and de-dollarization because that's next up on the agenda. I'm not going to waste your time playing clips of me saying it. Most of you heard me say it 50 times. But what comes next after this? And I want to go to your calls first. It's just such a big topic. I should do like a three-hour commercial-free show or something just on what the end of the dollar is going to look like and what it's going to cost. It makes my head spin. There's so much. It's unspeakable. I want to go to your phone calls. Many of you that hold the longest, Matt and Susan and others, here in just a moment. Let me just say this or we won't be on the air anymore. Plus, it's an amazing thing. It's a historic piece that I hope you take advantage of and get because there's only 10,000 of them. We're doing a three-part series at 1776coin.com. A three-part series. The first was George Washington slaying the dragon with the American Eagle on the back. And on the front of this is a skull. On the back is a Tree of Liberty. And it says the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is the Liberty Tree coin put out and designed by yours truly in the year 2022. And it is key to founding new systems and new important operations that will be announced in the future. And those of you that are members will be getting exclusive content information. I'll leave it at that. Unless there's a nuclear war and we get shut down. But you're betting on the future. You're supporting us and becoming a founding member. Only three founding member coins. And then that's it. This is very historic. And you'll be able to carry this in your pocket, be able to have this and know the critical time you fought for America and freedom in the world. It's an amazing coin. The other one sold out in 10 days. We held back 300 of the George Washington coins, and those are about to sell out. We put those out for folks, and then they're gone. So 300 of those, and there are now 7,000 left. We sold 3,000 of the Liberty Tree coin, and that will keep us on the air. It's absolutely critical. But there's no coin like these, and I'm very, very proud of them, and it's just historic. So go to 1776coin.com or InfoWarsStore.com and get your 1776 Part 2 coin, Tree of Liberty, right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then, of course, at InfoWarsStore.com in general, all the great books, films, T-shirts. We have the emergency blowout sale going of up to 75% off on things like T-shirts that are great designs that I never promoted, so they never sold. There's a bunch of them. They're there, and it's not just T-shirts. It's a lot more. And I was even saying a few weeks ago, I can't do 50% off anymore on, like, supplements because the supply chain's broke down. It costs more to get them. I'm not going to raise prices. So 25% is about as good as we can do. A lot of our products are 25% off. That's as good as a sale can get because we can't even afford to buy more product in the future if we don't do that. But with things like T-shirts that I designed or made that I never promoted that didn't sell, we got to get them out of the warehouse. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of that emergency 75% out blowout sale. Because as you can see, everything you see with the world and the economy and the wars and your own personal life, that's happening here. And we're not whiners. I don't get on here and I'm a victim. It's hard. Oh my gosh, the dirty tricks. Oh my goodness. I'm spending all my savings to keep us on air. I am blessed at this point to be pedal to the metal. I should be almost out of gas, pedal to the metal in this fight. Any fight you're going to win, you're going 110%. You got my commitment that I will never back down. I will never sell out. I will never give in, but I could give out. So I want to go to your phone calls. I got through a lot of the stack. I got through three stacks here, but man. I was stunned when I learned 10 years ago they were keeping babies alive and harvesting their organs at universities and getting live babies delivered. You saw that come out in documents and court hearings. It was confirmed just a few years ago. But I talked to nurses inside, people at these universities that just, even they were liberals and pro-abortion, but they were like a living 9-month-old baby just got delivered. We're going to like do experiments on. This is a human. This ain't a lab rat. I mean, I knew that 10 years ago and told you. Okay? And then now it's come out in court hearings. I mean, this is real, okay? This ain't a game, people. And it's the same thing here with the dollar. Maybe you don't care about babies, okay? Maybe you don't care about them, but you better care that evil people are in charge that would do that because they'll hurt you too, you idiots. I'm talking about leftists. Like, what is your problem? And then, do you know what the end of the dollar means? Do you know? We have been positioned for total collapse. That's the one leg on the stool holding us up. You take that out, we fall. I cannot believe it's all happening like this and people still have a normalcy bias. Crime is up 200% on average, violent crime. I know a bunch of people robbed and mugged in Austin. That's not even on the news. If somebody breaks in my house and I blow them away, you know the communist DA they put in Austin. He literally is a communist. George Soros says he'll arrest anybody who defends themselves. I mean, it's just, why? Why did we forsake God? You know, I'm going to go to break and take your calls. And Sherry Timpany's coming up, but she'll be with us a few segments and I'll get your calls. I hope the phone's up and I'm ranting here. Let's play the clip here. see, I've been trying to stop this for 28 years. So this isn't an act up here when I started hyperventilating and stuff. This is 100% real, folks. Because I tried with everything in my body to stop this, and my total will has been turned against this, and we slowed it down together, but it's now coming in, and it's pedophiles all over TV bragging how they have our children. I've got stacks of that. I mean, it's just, and this is just the start. And I don't worry about me, but I do worry about my children and other people's children. That's all I think about. That's instinctive for me, like any other mammal, to protect our children. And it just, my mind and my soul is literally kicking me in the head right now, saying, you are a punk, Jones. You are a freaking loser. You knew what they were going to do, and you couldn't stop them. And I'll be honest, it makes me hate the public, too. As much as I'm mad at myself that we knew this was going on and we couldn't stop it, but whatever. I'm just going to do the best I can. Here's a video out of San Francisco of a man who hopped out of his brain in a store, robbing things. He's got a fire extinguisher and looks like a bag of chips in his hands. And another dude just gets sick of it and cracks him over the head because nobody will stop what's going on. And everybody chases him to arrest him. And again, this is the zombie possession of America. This is the chemical attack with the drugs on us. Roll it with audio. Here it is.
Fame is doing this. You need to go. The exit is right there.
Standing there for radio listeners. I'll narrate with a fire extinguisher and a bag of chips. And then the guy comes and hits him with a display tower on the back of the head.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, my God.
And now the naked, I should add he's naked, the naked zombie guy now chases the other black man out of the thing. Because if it had been a white guy, it would be all the hate crime news. You got what looks like one Somali, or maybe the Ethiopian, chasing another Ethiopian. Everybody's just like, 911, 911, 911.
Let him go. Lock the door.
Lock the door. Lock the door.
Aiden, lock the door.
And they're all wearing their mask, and the women all think they're chic, and they're all just people submitting to the system when they think the system's there to save them, when the system's there to destroy you. We're going to go to, I mean, I've got just hours of stuff like this. It is zombie world out there. And I don't need to look at it on YouTube. I can walk out my door and go to the Barton Creek, where I used to hike, where I always hike, and there's like just third world people living down there everywhere. And again, it's just the collapse of the country. All by design. And the average person doesn't even know why their gas prices are up and has no idea that if you think gas prices are bad now, they'll be $10 a gallon, $20 a gallon if the dollar devalues, which is happening now. The end of the dollar. We'll be right back with your calls.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info.
war.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do was say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
There's no longer any doubt. This is the big one. World government, collapse, bioweapon, depopulation. Get ready, warn everybody you can. Politically fight it. Get close to God. All right, let's go to your phone calls. I really appreciate you calling. I really appreciate you holding. Let's go to Matt in Missouri, then Susan in California. Matt, welcome.
Thanks, Alex. Hey, when you say we don't have a lot of time for this petrodollar or de-dollarization, we could be talking 2 days. Putin, I think his deadline for starting to buy Russian gas.
Oh, yeah, brother, it's happening now. I mean, I mean, if my house burned down, it'd be 10 times better than this. This is like, that's why I'm literally, how freaked out are you? I mean, this is big, right?
I'll tell you why I'm freaked out. Because in 2 days, the dollar, it is a fiat currency in a sense, but it is a petrodollar. So it is essentially tied to the barrel of oil.
Yeah, the dollar now, is the petrodollar.
If it goes away, literally within 48 hours, you will see inflation literally Venezuela level in 3 days. We're not talking about in our lifetime. We're talking about in 3 days. Now, here's the key. They're going to accept payment in dollars. I'm sorry, gold, silver, Bitcoin, probably other precious metals, probably copper. They said land in some cases. So what do you think that's going to do to the precious metals prices? Now, if you will only accept payment in precious metals, J.P. Morgan, all these massive banks that have been artificially holding the
price. That have been naked shorting, and it's going to destroy them. Yeah, I know. But I'm saying the globalists aren't dumb. They started an economic war with Russia that they were running in China that they knew would kill America. That's what I'm saying. They're doing it on purpose, brother.
Well, here's the second thing. If you're an investor on the street, right, all this global uncertainty, I thought, you know what? I'm going to buy some Russian stocks. I'm going to buy a little energy, you know, Gazprom, some of these other big. Well, you can't buy the stock. These stocks have been trading on a 12-month for, you know, $80 to $100. So they're $1 and $2 now. So the average Joe investor like me that says, hey, you know what? I'm going to take $5,000 and I'm going to buy a Russian energy stock. And when it goes back to where it was, you know, if your money can go up 100 times, And you, all of a sudden, you're making, well, shit, I can, pardon me, I could make $100,000 or $1 million.
No, I hear you. I'm not even thinking about how to, but the globalists are making a lot of money off of these engineered crises because they know how they're going to make decisions that affect those prices. So yes, it's all about insider trading at the end of the day. It's just very volatile, very dangerous. Economically, it's like the equivalent of nuclear war. This is like crazy town. Susan in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, you are loved. And thank you so much for everything.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to try to make this as simple as possible so that your listeners understand that when it comes to the U.S. dollar, imagine a triangle. At the tip of the triangle is the U.S. dollar. At every corner, there is a different currency. It's ruples, rupees, Thai baht. This is called arbitrage profit. And the indirect and direct method of foreign exchange, that is how Soros devalues currencies. This, and so I just wanted to help your listeners explain that now at the tip of that triangle is going to be the ruble or the rupee or something else. We have held that standard forever, and that's because they got rid of the gold standard. They got rid of the silver standard with Nixon. And please buy the coin. I own the first edition, and I plan on buying the second one. And thank you.
Well, thank you. But for those that don't know what you're explaining is, if we're not the reserve currency, we are positioned for total collapse. We're deindustrialized. We're in debt. Why are our own elites pushing everybody out of the dollar? Because they're really siding with China.
Correct.
And China Correct. Will be the new America with all the free energy. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the support, Susan. Really appreciate you. Let's go to a caller in Texas with my grandmother's name from Texas, Patty in Texas. Patty, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I'm calling about the petrodollar doesn't exist anymore. You might as well consider it just completely gone. We are no longer going to be the world reserve currency. That's it's gone. And it's going to affect everything in a horrible way, just the way you had said it is. But the other thing about this oil and the petrodollar that people have not been talking about is if you're going to cut off your oil, which Biden has been doing, it's not going to affect just your transportation or your heating of the car.
And while they're cutting off our pipelines and the oil drilling permits here. So again, this is all by design. They're literally cutting us off. Why do you think they're doing that, Patty?
It's going to very easily kill a lot more people a lot faster. Your standard of living right now, once you do away with oil, people do not realize how many products you touch every single day that has oil or oil products or oil derivatives in it. All your plastics, the paint, the stain.
Oh, absolutely. But remember, India and China and Russia and everybody else, they still get petrochemicals. We just don't get it, which then puts us at an even bigger disadvantage. This is economic war, and our own leaders act like they're at war with China and Russia when literally they are in bed with them. Amazing points, Patty. Thank you for calling. Let's go ahead and take another call here in New Jersey from Joshua. Yeah. There's Obama 7 years ago walking around with the post-American world Fareed Zakaria, a pro-China, pro-Russia book. And he was photographed on purpose with that. As they position, this is all a big setup. All you conservatives that are pro-Putin and all this. Yeah, Russia got attacked. Yeah, the West started the fight with Russia to bring them in. But China's the real winner for the post-American world. Go ahead, Joshua.
Alex, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And honestly, you are honest. You're a blinding light for people. If they don't see what's going on, we can't save everyone. Save who we can, gather them up, and move forward. I'm 42 years old. I'm watching my future go to nothing. Everybody around me is so cowardice. They won't stand up and say anything. They won't scream it. And then when you bring up the information to them, like 5 years ago, you brought up they're coming after the kids. I told my friends this. None of them believed it. And now it's in their face every day. And when you call them to tell them, hey, you know, I tried to warn you guys. And they're like, well, we won't listen to Alex Jones because of what he said at Sandy Hook. I said, you didn't listen to the full show. You didn't hear what he said. You heard a cut up of what the media wanted you to hear. And you claim you're so smart and you're not.
Well, let's talk about that. I didn't lie about WMDs in Iraq. That whole thing is very suspicious. All these big events, Jesse Smollett, Gulf of Tonkin, this newest false flag at the Academy Awards where he all braces for the slap. We're supposed to question things, and most stuff's fake at that level. So it's exactly, they just take that and make it about that. Like, well, ignore him, you know, predicting everything because he questioned a shooting that other people did, and you don't have free speech in America. Exactly. And then they go, oh, Jones got famous off that. When the people involved, the lawyers and all of them literally live off those children and raise money off those children and then accuse me of living off those children when everything they say about me is them. Go ahead.
Alex, when you called 9/11 in June of 2001, when you put that number on screen and said, call the White House, call your congressman, call your senators and tell them to stop this, nobody wanted to listen. And it is disgusting that we are even going to try to waste our time to save these people who are obviously so far gone that they will let their children be molested mentally and emotionally in school and not stand to stop it.
Well, you're right. And I specifically it was July 25th, I said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden. That doesn't mean radical Islam didn't exist, but I could see all the telltale signs and I could just see they were getting ready for it. Absolutely. Well, brother, I mean, what do you think people are going to do as gas is $10 a gallon, and as there's no police? I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to still blame Trump or me, or what do you think is going to happen?
I work for a small company that does small engine repairs, and I've been filtering two-year-old gas to put in my van so that I can afford to put food in my table and still get back and forth to work. What I don't know what these people are going to do when they max out their credit cards, because that's what it seems to be. All these people in Jersey and New York living on their credit cards, when they max out their credit cards and there's no more, and they can't afford the gas and diesel anymore, they're screwed.
They don't, you know, said it. I remember during the lockdown a year and a half ago, I went to Florida with my wife and daughters, actually all three of my daughters, and there were people sitting around in the hot tub of the pool going, yeah, my job's gone. I'm maxing out my cards. Ha, ha, ha. They were positioned for this collapse. Everything has been about positioning America and Europe for a fall, and then there's nothing but tyranny. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Amazing calls. We're going to go to more calls when we come back, and then Dr. Sherry Tenpenny looks at what's going to happen next with the COVID tyranny. Stay with us.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Go right back to your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show, ahead of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joining us. I'll go back to your phone calls. Josh in Florida, welcome.
Hey, how are you doing, Alex? So I have a slight disagreement with some of the people on the right, the analysis about Putin. They either think he's fighting a holy war or he walked into a trap. Now, here's how I see it going with step one. War is step two. Now, we're going to have a cyber blackout where the only information we could get is the news. And I see them telling people that it's going to be nuclear Armageddon, say goodbye to your families, and that at the 11th hour, magically, everybody's going to come together and rewrite the world just like they did after World War II. And we're going to have that digital currency, UBI, off, look maybe through the IMF. But Putin, this is all part of the game, part of the plan where we're going to see Russia, China, India, and the UAE split up the world just like 1984. After World War II, it was the U.S. and Europe. And now it's going to be U.S. and Europe. They're going to take a back seat. But you're going to have Russia, China, the UAE, India. And the only news we're going to be able to get when the Internet goes out is from the TV. So how do you get the whole world to sign on if everybody's saying goodbye to their families, thinking they're going to die from nuclear war, and then magically at the 11th hour, they're going to come together, we're going to have a new Internet, new currency, and new borders?
Well, that's definitely what they've announced, the process they want. That's right. It's all being maneuvered towards that.
Yeah, so the people out there thinking Russia and Putin walked into a trap or he's fighting some holy war is a joke. This is all to bring China and Russia to the table. We're going to see this go on. You're going to see your gas prices at 7, at 10, no food. Then the Internet's going to go, no communication, only your TV news. And I could see them being like, say goodbye to your families. It's all over. And then magically, at the final hour, we have a new world order. And that's my analysis for 20 years of looking at these people.
I agree. No, they admit they're creating the Build Back Better. They have to collapse society to do it, and they're orchestrating every facet of it. Josh, amazing points. Thank you so much for calling. Wow. Up next here, let's go to Kathy in West Virginia. Kathy, you got about a minute and 45 seconds.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I have an interesting little story to tell. I've worked for two companies that were crippled by, the big bank, whoever's running the world. The first one, I'll start with the second one first. You'll remember in 2011, the Standard & Poor's devalued Americans' bond rating, credit rating. And Standard & Poor's was owned by McGraw-Hill. I'm not going to go into the details, but the globalists didn't like it. They lost money on the deal. It was sudden and swift. And so they basically took control of McGraw-Hill. Terry McGraw wound up sitting in a corner office with no power whatsoever, and he wound up having to leave with $3.2 billion, of course, But they took.
You know, Kathy, if you can hold, this sounds too important. I'm going to talk to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny about a lot of big developments. What's coming next in the globalist endgame with the COVID? And then I'm going to go back to calls with everybody. So I'm going to get to the callers that are here. Kathy and Robert and Nick and Mike, Daniel and Eric. We're going to get to those, six callers, but we're going to talk to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny first with big important information straight ahead. But if you don't hang up, Kathy, I want to hear this because you're absolutely right. That's what this is. The big banks have all the money.
We are only offering three coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I have been blessed to interview her for at least 20 years. And she joins us right now. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is a medical doctor. And from what she just saw in her own private practice, she became a very prominent critic of vaccine damage. TenpennyIMC.com, Vaxxer with two X's.com, on Twitter, B-U-S-Y, Dr. T, and she's with us because I wanted to ask her about the next phase of the globalist agenda. She was able to accurately predict what was coming, lay out what's happened, and then now they want to move to war and devaluation and end of the dollar. But what's the next phase of COVID and what are the numbers we see? Because I've got a bunch of articles here, but it's on the sides of buses in Austin, Texas. Heart attacks in children are normal now. Strokes are normal in young people. Here it is. The Sun reports, warning, as more people in their 20s suffer deadly strokes, the six signs you must never ignore. The new super cold, people that have been vaccinated, 7 News reports out of Australia, they're getting really sick. It goes on and on. So we'll talk about all this and more with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who also has a big event coming up. That we're going to be talking about that's so important, her boot camp, which she said decades ago on my show, to train doctors and scientists what's happening to get the medical community to stand up. So you talk about next decade's news today. This lady, it's why I love her so much. It's hard to get her on. She's so busy. Help trailblaze getting the medical community to not just be drones and follow orders, but to do their own research. So, doctor, great to have you here. I mean, wherever you want to start. You haven't been on in probably 6-8 months. What's happened? Where we're going? Where should we begin?
Well, Alex, thank you so much again for having me on. It has been a little while, but you know, time is so compressed these days. It just all blows together. It seems like, every day is a week. It just goes by. Things just like blur by. So, to your original conversation or your opening remark when you said, where are we going next? Well, I feel like this is just like the calm before the storm. They really have just allowed people to get the boot off their neck and off the back of their heads here for a little while. And, you know, when everything was falling apart with COVID, I mean, we had the truckers in Canada, the truckers in the U.S., and all the people around the world revolting against these COVID passes and these mandates. Everything was falling apart. More and more people were saying no. People were just ignoring the authorities and just like going on about their business. And then we get a war. So it's like, well, look at that. You know, look over there, because, you know, this isn't working anymore. Now we need another distraction. And all the people who learned to distrust the media and didn't trust anything Fauci or anybody else said, now they're all sucked back into believing everything that they say about this war. It just is the mindset of American people and the people across the world just never ceases to amaze me how they are so easily misled. And my big concern now is that they're going to be releasing something new. And I believe that they're threatening hemorrhagic fever viruses. So we've already heard whispers of this in the UK, and that the, you know, they'll have hemorrhagic fever viruses, which go into Ebola and that whole family of viruses. You know, Alex, I'm not sure if I mentioned this to you the last time we spoke, but in February of 2020, I went to the CDC because there was an ACIP meeting. The Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices meets three times a year. And there was an ACIP meeting that was happening right before, right as this COVID stuff was starting to break out. I thought, well, surely they're going to be talking about COVID, coronaviruses, what they think is going to be happening. So I went down to Atlanta. I went to the CDC. This was around February 27th or 28th of 2020. But what were they talking about? They were talking about passing and approving a new vaccine for Ebola. The entire day and a half that I was there was talking about the Ebola vaccine. And I was like, why are they talking about this with all this stuff coming out with the coronaviruses? And during the course of that meeting, not only did they approve it for use in people in high-risk situations like working in labs or going to the Congo and dealing, working with people that had been infected with this virus, over lunch, they just decided that they would give this live virus vaccine to pregnant women. And then they quietly passed it a few months later, making it an approval for everyone. So as they bring out these hemorrhagic fevers, and if they were able to bring the entire world to their knees over watching a few people pass out, and we don't even know what they passed out from and make everybody so afraid of the coronaviruses, all they're going to have to do is show a few stock images of people bleeding from their eyes or having other sort of hemorrhagic type of problems where they'll be able to bring the people to their knees again and say, well, guess what? We've already got this Ebola vaccine and it's already been approved. Now, here's my conjecture, Alex. And this, I don't have any proof of this. This is just Dr. Tenpenny's just supposition of how they're going to roll this out. Is that they'll say, we've got this really deadly, horrible hemorrhagic virus that's going to come out that'll make people bleed to death. And they're going to, it's going to be horrifying. But we have a vaccine already ready for you, but it's in very short supply. And we're only going to give it to those who've been vaccinated with the COVID shot. Because what they really want is the whole world injected with this COVID shot with the nanobot technology and the Bluetooth association with it and everything to do with the transhumanism movement. That's what they really want. And so it's just, in my opinion, I could be totally wrong about this, but I think that's how they're going to push more people into getting the COVID shot is by threatening hemorrhagic fever and saying, we've got a shot, but you can't have it unless you've had your COVID shot.
I made a film in 2007 called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And I quote all these globalist biologists saying we're going to use airborne Ebola to depopulate Earth. And the head of the UT Biology Department, Dr. Eric Pianca, said, I know I'll be dead soon, but it's best for Earth, the airborne Ebola. They tend to be obsessed with that.
Well, they're obsessed with anything that's going to lead to the depopulation of the planet. You know, Alex, I go back the 20 years that we've been talking to each other at various times about this and how you were labeled such a crazy conspiracy theory tinfoil hat guy. And you've been wrong. You've been right all along about prison planet and InfoWars, the war for your mind, because now we're past the war for our minds. They've got our minds. Now what we're struggling with is the war for our souls. Because what we are doing, have allowed them to do is intentionally inject messenger RNA and double-stranded DNA into our body that it appears as though that's going to replicate forever. It's going to destroy our genetics, destroy our immune system. It's going to kill millions of people, maybe billions, which is what they would like, according to the Georgia Guidestones and according to all the depopulation things that they talk about. And they want to depopulate the planet, and those that are left will be chronically sick, which will feed the pharmaceutical industry, or they will be transhumanoid and will be part of the transhumanism movement, the electronics of the Internet of Things, and the social credit score system that will just control every area of our lives.
Wow, absolutely, and they're here. And as you warned years ago and Dr. Yidan did, this spike protein that the vaccine creates never goes away. It's eating our bodies, cutting the DNA double helix. This is it.
This has been what, the Satanists and Luciferians have wanted since the Garden of Eden. You know, when God cursed the serpent and said that you will bite at her heels, but she will strike at your head. And then as we went past when we went through the Noah flood and we descended down through Noah, through his son Ham and then Cush and then Nimrod and the rise of the Babylonian mystery schools and the child sacrifice and all of the evil things that were happening, human trafficking and child sacrifice and burning children alive after massive orgies that were happening in those days. And the Bible says, you know, as in the days of Noah, which really meant why they destroyed the world, but his son, his grandson, Nimrod, was the resurrection of the Babylonian mystery schools, and he was responsible for the Tower of Babel. And the quantum computers and what we're having now with the artificial intelligence is like the modern-day Tower of Babel. It will bring about the destruction of humanity, just like the Tower of Babel did at the period of time when it was built by Nimrod and the Babylonian mystery schools.
Well, Dr. Tenpenny, you've always been informative, but you are on fire today. We're going to come right back and get into what you think's coming next and how we protect ourselves. Folks, everybody you know, tune in now.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
Taking advantage of one of nature's most nutrient-dense ingredients, VasoBeats will be your new favorite InfoWars life formula. Using only water and beetroot, VasoBeats is the most concentrated liquid extract of beet on the market. With concentrated beet extract, you can get the high levels of betaine, nitrates, and antioxidants you want to help support a healthy liver, athletic performance, blood vessels, and more. Don't overlook the power of beetroot. Get your naturally occurring potassium, folate, vitamin C, iron, selenium, zinc, vitamin K, and more. With one of nature's greatest treasures in VasoBeat from InfoWars Life today.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Humans, we don't like to be victims. We're not victims. We're not going to live as victims. We're overcomers, but we have been victimized. And everyone in the world in the last 25, 26 months has been the victim of a bioweapon attack and has been now a victim of a poison GMO gene therapy injection that destroys the double helix of your DNA and cuts right through both of them. That's on record now. And so analyzing this, I asked the question of Dr. Tenpenny a year ago and others in the last 2 years. How do they get away with launching a bio attack like this? Well, the answer is war, economic collapse. We harped on that, and here we are. So you already know tomorrow's news today. Let's now talk about what's coming next, Dr. Tenpenny.
Well, I think that what we've already talked about a little bit, Alex, is the release of these hemorrhagic viruses. But I think that what's really important is for people to understand the horizon. I mean, where are you in your personal life in terms of preparing for what might come? You know, they're talking about setting up this treaty. The United Nations has already passed the first part of the General Assembly of 194 countries signing on to this international treaty to protect against future biological warfare. Which, if this goes through, they will have COVID passes for everybody. They will have mandatory vaccines for everybody, which will be hooked to your QR code, and you won't be able to do much without it. You'll barely be able to get food, gasoline, and all these things. And so stopping this treaty that they're trying to get passed at the United Nations to hand over all the sovereignty governments of the world over to the World Health Organization is really a travesty. And
that's right. Tell folks about that treaty. I've mentioned it. We should spend more time on it. There is a treaty right now for all governments to give their authority in an emergency to the UN.
Yes, and the UN and the World Health Organization, because they're doing this to keep everyone safe from the next pandemic, because we know there's going to be more of them. Of course there's going to be more. They got the playbook written now. And now that they have written the playbook and everybody fell in line and all masked up and social distanced and got their Q-tips up their nose and got tested repeatedly over and over and over again, and many of people have gotten this injection, gotten this gene therapy, gene-altering, life-altering shot that has thousands and thousands of people that have died and millions of people that have become chronically sick. You know, they just all kind of rolled over and did it. So now that they've got everybody in the position of where they are, they're going to do it again and again and again. And if this treaty passes, and for those that don't really understand treaties, I mean, treaties supersede individual government law. So if the U.S. has a treaty with any other country in the world, the things that they sign on to and pass by two-thirds of our Congress, they are supposedly have to pass using our Congress.
And again, Doc, you have that in front of you, because I saw the U.N. treaty a month ago. I covered it once or twice, but I don't have the name of it. What's the particular – we need to put that on screen so folks know how real this is.
Gosh, I'll have to look for it, Alex.
There it is. WHO quietly pushes for global pandemic treaty that will give organization – precedence over participating nations during pandemics. Prentit, we'll have it next segment. I just want to give people the actual treaty because it's so incredible. Please continue.
Okay, so what's really important for this is that is understanding that treaty law supersedes our Constitution. It supersedes our government law, supersedes our trade law, that treaties are the highest law of the global world. So if this gets passed and all 194 countries sign on, I mean, it'll be one of these situations, Alex, where you can run, but you cannot hide. Because through the World Economic Forum and through what they have done through the Young Globalist committees and the Young Globalist Forum, that they've brought in all of the people from the world, governments, high levels of major multinational companies, even down to state and local governments. You know, you can cut off the head of the Hydra, but the tentacles have run everywhere. And so it's really important for people to be aware of this treaty and not only be looking for what ways that we can stop this at our state and local government, get our sheriffs involved to protect your particular county, to protect where you live, but also to do some preparation and some planning, which is kind of what we're doing. We have put together for us. We did a big survey of all of our former students and all of our email database and our social media people and said, what do you want us to do? What would you like for us to present for you in our next boot camp? Because our boot camps have previously been about vaccine things.
And by the way, I didn't even know your next boot camp was this, but I'm like, look, she's got to come on about what's coming next and what she predicts next and how we get ready. And it turns out that's exactly what your boot camp is, because I'm getting that same question from everybody.
Yeah, it's the preparation. And what's interesting is our past boot camps, we always do two boot camps a year, one in the spring, one in the fall. You know, 17, 18, 19 were all about vaccine things. 20 and 21 was all about COVID-related stuff. So we did a big survey of our database, and we said, what are you most interested in? If we could do anything for you, what would that be? And the number one thing that they asked for was a course on prepping that would all be in one place. So this is a four-week online course. It is not U.S.-centric. It's for anybody in the world that can actually can take this course. And the title of the course is called Expect to Rescue Yourself. This is not a movie. You're not going to have somebody come swinging in and the door and like, you know, and taking you out and saving you. It's expect to rescue yourself.
And you've got to get ready now. Let me bring this up to you. First, tell people where they find this information, and then I want to get to openly China and India leaving the dollar. It's happened. Dollar plunging. Ruble highest ever. I mean, the globalists are doing this by design.
Yeah, and so this is like a four-week course. The first one is why you prep. What about security? What about supplies? The second week is about the psychology of survival. What to build in your bug out bag, in your vehicle bag, how to rotate your pantry so you don't waste food. Week number three is about survival basics, about navigation tools, communication devices, figuring out who it is that you really trust, because it may not be your family. And week four is about your medical bag, bug out bag. What do you do for special circumstances, like for your pets and your children and your senior citizens in your life? And what about money, gold, silver, crypto, just like you were alluding to, Alex? This is a four-week online course. You can find out more of the specifics. I'm just giving you the cliff notes. But you can go for more of the specifics. The website is Learning For You, learning the number 4, Y-O-U, learningforyou.org/survive.
All right. We'll give that again, and we'll also put it on the lower screen. When we come back with one more segment, I want to talk just big picture with you about what you just said. A lot of people's families are good, some are bad, but you're right. In a crisis, having people you trust, I think, is the most important asset. A relationship with God's number one, friends and family you can trust. The food and all that is secondary if you don't have people you can trust around you. And I want to hear a sneak peek of the course, because I respect you, how you think people do that. So again, give them the website one more time.
The website is Learning For You, which is learning the number 4, Y-O-U, learningforyou.org/survive. Learningforyou.org/survive.
Well, I think my wife and I are going to take this, because even though we know a lot of this, it's good to get refocused and pay attention. Dr. Sherry Timpany is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's News Today.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin
as we enter the last days of March into April 2022 is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
So I did it. I signed up for the Austin Marathon. I've been training, probably not as much as I should be, but thank goodness for prayer and thank goodness for InfoWarsStore.com. Before I set out on a run, I throw down some Turbo Force to give me that energy I need to get going. You know, besides the energy, Turbo Force, it is giving me the vitamins I need, like vitamin C to keep me healthy and the essential B vitamins plus the amino acids for sustained energy, giving me the best chance at getting through the training. And then every day now, I'm taking Dr. Jones Soreless. I have bad joints. Thanks, Mom. So this is great for giving my joints the extra support they need right now, plus inflammation support and extra flexibility. The quick-release capsules help me recover fast so I can get back to the training. Even if you're not crazy enough to take on a marathon, good news, Turbo Force, that can still give you the energy and clarity you need for every day, and Soreless can keep you moving and feeling great at any age.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and banned out video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Pulled up some articles. We have links to the UN and the treaty. It's the World Pandemic Treaty, where your government sign over their authority ahead of time. Here's an InfoWars article that links right to it. The second link, World Council for Health slams WHO's pandemic treaty, threat to sovereignty and inalienable rights. Got a bunch of other news articles, different publications. WHO quietly pushes for global pandemic treaty that would give organization precedence over participating nations during pandemics. And it just goes on from there with links to the UN website, so you can see that for yourself. Incredible. So, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you know, I see their global power grab as having some success with the World ID, World Social Credit Score, their apps. We could see it all rolled out. Oh, you don't get menus, you get QR codes, and oh, now that's the vaccine passport. But then I see major pushback as a victory, so they pull it off the table and say, okay, you're winning, so we go back to sleep, and I agree they're about to come right back with it. We've seen leaked documents out of Canada, the UK, and New York City saying after the election they're bringing it back. But you were earlier kind of saying we got defeated by this, or the test passed, we submitted, so they're going to do it again. I'm on the fence. I mean, if this was given a credit card or a report card for the globalist on how they did with this power grab, would you give them an A, an F, a B? What do you think really happened?
I think you would have to subcategorize that, Alex, you know, in terms of if you were going to give them a grade. I mean, if you gave them a grade on how successful their messaging was with the fear-based messaging to get everyone cowered in the corner, I would give them an A triple plus. But with their follow through, I believe that they thought that they had it all wrapped up bar none. And in fact, if you went to the World Economic Forum and you went through that really fancy, complex website that they have with all the different data points that are connected together, they absolutely don't have any plan, backup plan for failure. So they were so sure that they had won this. And I also believe that they are so far removed from the liberty-seeking people and the freedom-loving people and the God people on this planet. They're so far removed from that, that they really had no anticipation of the level of blowback that they were going to receive. I mean, I think that the things that happened, all the marches, all the different things that were happening in Europe, the truckers and the various different people that revolted to this, I think that they were really surprised by that. And it was, and they didn't have a backup plan. And so
I totally agree. So their front end assault and their coordination of lies was very well done. But just like Hitler starting World War II, later they got bogged down in the mud. Humanity's rising against them really scared them and made them pull back. But they're clearly about to strike again.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about it, Alex. When they did SARS and they did MERS and then they did H1N1 and they did bird flu in 2005. And I wrote a book during that time in real time about bird flu. And at that time, I was also going to Washington, D.C. about every 6 weeks to go to their pandemic planning committee meetings and seeing what they were setting up. And at that point in time, the World Health Organization released this elaborate plan on all the different levels, the color-coded levels, to announce when pandemics were happening. And then that was like setting the skeleton, the infrastructure. And then they did in 2009, then they did H1N1. And then they put the vaccines out fast and furious. And they saw how many people were willing to accept it. So when they did this, the coronavirus, it's the first time ever that they were able to pull the entire world, every country in the world, to their knees at essentially the same time. And at the beginning of it, they didn't get much blowback. And I think that they sat back and went, wow, look at this. We are a lot further down the pathway to total tyranny than when we thought. Hammer down. And they did. And so now when we've had some level of what we, the patriots, would call success in terms of blowback against like Fauci that you have up here on the screen and blowback that we've had against like Trudeau and with some of the things that have happened in the Europe, I think that they give us, it's how tyranny works, Alex, you know. I mean, they crush you, then they come off on the gas a little bit, then they crush you again because it's like the Stockholm syndrome. Oh, it looks like we're winning. We must be doing the right things for our masters to stop crushing our head. And it's just giving us a little breath before they go forward with the next thing. This treaty, I want to go back to this treaty a little bit and what this actually says, because I think it's really important for people to know. It's like you said, it's called the International Pandemic Treaty. And it says in the first sentence of this, it says on March 3rd, 2020, the council adopted a decision to authorize the opening for negotiations of an international agreement on pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. Response is the key word there.
And for radio listeners, we have it on screen from the UN. There it is.
Right. And for the international negotiating body, that they will hold its, they gave the green light to go ahead and start planning this, that they will be discussing it in August of 2022 with the aim to adopt the full treaty by 2024.
And let me stop you. Let me stop you, because what you said is so critical earlier. You're a medical doctor. You're a researcher. You publish things. You're smart. You go to meetings. You see them preparing this big disease X, salivating for their power grab, all the propaganda. It's clear, Operation Lockstep, Rockefeller Foundation, they're going to do this. They say they're going to use this for global government. It's not our opinion. And so everything is bent towards this. You're saying, we just saw a beta test. They won some, they lost some, but now they're going to come back with their new knowledge from their live action war game to hit us with something way, way worse.
Yes, and it's exactly, you said the word exactly right, Alex. It's a beta test. It's just like any other marketing thing you do with a new product. You put it out there, see the response, and then you fall back and analyze. So they've put it out there, they've watched the response, now they're going to take a little break and fall back and analyze, and they're going to look for what holes do we need to plug so we don't have these little plebe sheep revolting again. You know, we left some doors open that we didn't know that were there. They've pointed out to us how they're going to revolt, how they're going to communicate, how they're going to get together, how they're going to organize. We need to pull back and make sure we close all those doors so they can't do that again. I mean, that's just what a market test is. And, you know, there was a quote from Klaus Schwab just the other day who was saying, you know, we've got to get rid of the internet. Because the internet, there's just too much.
Yeah, he said point blank, we got our ass kicked by disinformation. No, you got your ass kicked despite censorship by humanity just overriding you. So the message is find other holes, attack peacefully on other fronts, and keep exposing them now during this period of them wanting us to go back to sleep. That's the most important thing, is attack now more than ever. We have them on their heels in retreat. Don't stop now that they're in retreat. Expose them as war criminals violating the Nuremberg Code.
Absolutely. And you said it absolutely right. I mean, every time they let off on the gas a little bit, it's time for us to power down and go even expose it even
that's
more.
That's right. And a fight with somebody that starts happening. The fight, when you get a hit in and get them dizzy, they're going to come back at you. They started the fight. Now that's when you go in and drive them down. That's when you make the main move.
And that's what we need to be doing now. We need to plan and prepare individually. And that's what our course is about, you know, at learningforyou.org/survive. Plan individually and then collectively get with your community. And like we both alluded to, your family members may not be the ones that you can trust. I mean, think about back in Nazi Germany. It was your family members that turned in family members for not doing what they were supposed to do in terms of the Nazi movement. You know, can you really trust your family? And just because someone is biologically related to you through blood, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are your tribe when things start to fall apart. You need like-minded people that are spiritually on the same battle with you, physically on the same battle with you, and can rally the troops and get together when the going gets tough, because it most likely will be happening sooner rather than later.
All right, let's do five more minutes on the other side, then I'm going to let you go. But what you say is so critical. Spiritual connection is the real tribe. Blood is important, but don't override people that you're spiritually connected to more than blood, because they literally use that against us. What matters is spiritual kinship, even above blood. That's a very important point, and I'm glad you hone in on that. A lot of our families are great, but at the same time, we can't go down with a ship just because some of our family's not awake. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation.
It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
If I had to describe with just one word the brainwashing, the mind control, the asleep trance that the general public is in, the best word would actually be the people are lost. Just like you're lost asleep or lost in a bad nightmare, or you're in a car wreck and get knocked out and you've lost your bearings because you are totally dizzy and confused. You have a concussion. And that's what the globalists have done. They have stunned us. They have put us into a position of not knowing our bearings. And then Klaus Schwab recently came out and gave a speech he called The Great New Narrative, where he brags how the public is lost, how the culture and the media has been driven to make sure the people are all alone so they can now guide humanity over the edge of a cliff. That's what the Great Reset is. They need darkness to thrive. The light lives at InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I was talking to Dr. Sherry Timpany during the break. She's like, I love Band.video. We watch it all. I'm like, well, then you need a channel on there. It's free. So we're going to get her hooked up on Band.video for her podcast and great shows and what she does. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got calls coming up. I'm going to host some of the next hour. I'm going to host actually the whole next hour. Take your calls. Another guest is going to be in studio with us. But Dr. Sherry Timpany, I was asking you what's most important. You said, man, that's the big question. And I'm the same way. I mean, we need to know that the next assault's coming. They're killing the dollar. We're in the New World Order now, but that's okay. We're going to be leaders in this, and God is stronger than the devil, I think is what you're saying. And so just get ready.
Well, you know, Alex, the last 2 years has been, you know, COVID saturated, right? I mean, I did over 600 interviews in 18 months. And to put that in context for your listeners, I usually do about 30 a year, usually do, you know, a couple a month. And I did some days I was doing 6 and 7 interviews in the same day just to like carpet bomb the neighborhood to get people to try to get as many people as possible to not take this shot.
And, so by the way, I want to thank you because I know you gave them hell. You got targeted by the New York. You got singled out. I want to thank you because I know it's hard to do that on top of all you do. Thank you for being such a warrior. I want everybody to know I saw what you did. You have really beyond pulled your weight just as much as Dr. Yedon or any of the top people fighting. You have been the tip of the spear.
Well, thank you so much for that, Alex. I appreciate it. It was just what God told me to do. It's like carpet bomb the neighborhood with the truth. And so this year, the talk that I've been giving has been called the intentional destruction of the temple, that people have volunteered to take this shot and have destroyed the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is where God lives. And so to me, the most important thing is understanding that what these shots have done to destroy humanity and what the Satanist Luciferians, the globalists, the depopulation agenda, what they've done with the pedophilia, everything that they do, the child sacrifice. I mean, you know, in 4 weeks, the FDA is now voting. I think it's 4 weeks from now. They're voting to put the COVID shots into the pediatric schedule at 2, 4, 6 months and a year, as though it were like a flu shot, and it's absolutely not. We are watching child sacrifice and child murder right before our eyes, Alex. And parents have got to wake up to this and not give their, and not take this shot while they're pregnant, and not take this shot and not give this shot to their children, their infants, their 2, 4, and 6 month old children, not give it to the 5-year-old children. We know from pediatric cardiologists that are now saying that children, even that are asymptomatic, if they have received this COVID shot, 50% of them, 50% have myocarditis, which increases their risk of sudden cardiac death and shaves decades off their life. We're watching child sacrifice in real time, and the doctors are complicit, the nurses giving the shots are complicit, and parents who drag their kids in to get them these shots, they are complicit also. Yes, it's barbaric. It must stop. We must stop the FDA from doing this. There's a whole committee of people that were working really hard to call as many people as you can to bombard the FDA and not allow them to approve these COVID shots to be given to 2, 4, and 6 month old babies. We know from Dr. Carrie Madej's work, who Carrie's a very dear friend of mine, that she's been in contact with two different centers that do in vitro fertilization, and they had embryos of parents, both parents that were injected, and these embryos were not going to be used because they got pregnant. And so they decided to do autopsies on these embryos and found unbelievable horrific things in terms of their organs that were deformed and not developed, the genetic abnormalities, the clotting and different things. You know, the globalists are doing everything that they possibly can to kill off and murder people from the top down, to get rid of many athletes and healthcare professionals and military people from the top down. And so if they're doing all this effort to depopulate the planet of adults, they are certainly going to do a lot to kill off children and to make them infertile so that down the road people cannot reproduce and fill up humanity with everything that they have destroyed and obliterated.
That's right. There's a global depopulation event happening, not just to kill people or starve them, but to destroy our human genetics. And the studies I've seen say that the spike protein is going to be passed on in the genetics. This is...
It does.
Dr. Sherry Timpenny, please continue. Sorry.
Well, it really does. And here's the thing, Alex. We know, you know, I wrote two ebooks. They're available on my website, drtempenny.com. One is called The 20 Mechanisms of Injury, How the Shots Make You Sick or Kill You. 2 months later, I released a second ebook called The 20 More Mechanisms of Injury, How These COVID Shots Can Make You Sick or Kill You. So I've identified at least 40 different ways that these shots can make you sick acutely or make you chronically ill with heart disease, neurological problems, long-term autoimmune diseases, a long list of cancers that we're seeing exploding everywhere. Once you have been injected with these shots, this is a protein that goes on and on and on. We're now seeing that perhaps the messenger RNA never degrades and perhaps replicates over and over in perpetuity.
Well, that's right, because we're only 2 years in, the studies are there. And for me, I'm not a scientist like you, but I can read all the literature. It's like the HIV spike protein with mad cow. It's what it is. And they're like growing a poison crystal in us.
Yes, and what they want to do with this through the quantum computing, and people really have to understand what they're doing, that these computers, the quantum computers assess every possible answer that can possibly be answered at the same time, and then the computer tells you how to think and what to say. So they're now creating something called the hive mind, H-I-V-E, the hive mind, where every person on the planet who will be labeled and numbered and will be a node, they will be given a similar avatar in real time, and that the brain computer interface with this quantum entanglement that occurs will create an avatar of you out there in the metaverse so that they can eliminate you, the human, like the movie Avatar has showed us that they will do. People, your audience need to understand the word and start investigating the concept of quantum entanglement, that two beings are so closely bound together and that they are resonating together through quantum entanglement that you can even separate them by a light year away. And if you affect one, you're affecting the other one. That's what's happening with these nanobot technologies.
That's right. This is the observer effect taken to the next level. And they're putting the circuits in for us, knowing that, like, if you poison a million cockroaches, 20 will mutate to defeat it. They're poisoning us with all this nanotech to see who mutates and survives, to then use them as the model for them to become the new synthetic Ubermenschen. And that's the plan. Dr. Sherry Timpany, thank you so much. Please join us again very soon.
Absolutely, Alex. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and take two segments of calls, and then we'll have a special guest in studio with some big solutions. But I just want to thank listeners, because we're in the thick of the battle now. We're at the most critical point, and nobody else has audiences this big that will tell the truth like we're doing. You did this. You are the InfoWar. So I want to encourage listeners to understand, if we hadn't sold 10,000 coins in December, the first part in the three-part series of the Liberty Coin, we would not be able to be operating right now. We need to sell all three in the series. The third is being minted right now here in America. The second is here in our warehouse shipping out today. It will sell out the next week. It is the Liberty Tree Edition. The blood of patriots and tyrants must be shed for freedom. It is available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or 1776coin.com. And if we are able to stay on air, and if we stop nuclear war and all this, in the next few months we're planning to do some very special things and very special projects for just the members that are part of this. That's why it's called a founding member coin. But regardless, you're keeping us on air, and I want to thank you all for your support. Get your founding member Liberty Tree, Thomas Jefferson coin. The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is an amazing coin that I did the concept on, that a great designer created. And this is powerful. This is history. And this is your chance to have a memento of your support of liberty and freedom that sits in your pocket or on your mantle or your desk or wherever you want. And just to let you know that you kept us on air. Because as bad as things are, as crazy as things are, we can't give up right now. We got to just full continue on in the fight. And that's what you do at InfoWarsStore.com. Great books, great films, great t-shirts, great supplements, great shortwave radios, air filtration, water filtration. It's all there. Big sale, biggest sale ever. 75% off on some of the items, like t-shirts that are great t-shirts that we never promoted. They're just sitting there in our warehouse. And we're like, hey, we can't pay payroll. You need to sell these 50 t-shirts, Jones, you said make, you never push. I'm like, okay, they're selling below cost. Just get them out of the store. I need your help. Plus, these are great shirts. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. InfoWarsStore.com for the t-shirts, books, and films, and supplements, and 1776coin.com for the Liberty Tree coin.
We are only offering three coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again, because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So
go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com. You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you, and so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Eric in Indiana, thanks for holding. I have a special guest in the studio. I'll tell you about when they come up in 15 minutes. Eric in Indiana, thank you so much. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I want to thank you, and first-time caller, long-time listener, consumer of X2, which I love. I just... Hearing the news about what's happened with the ruble and, you know, it being attached, pegged to the gold, and just seeing it today just made my stomach drop. I mean, it just, you know, felt like a stake going through my heart.
That's exactly, when I was covering it on air, my stomach, because, I mean, this is like a big deal. I mean, this is like, they call it, you know, your dad just died, or your mom. It's like, this is a big, even though I hate the system, it's corrupt, this is devastating for us.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. I just feel like it's something that is irreversible. I mean, it's like it's done. It's over with. You know, it's now been committed, you know.
And to watch our so-called leaders doing it while they claim they're for us, it just shows they're puppets. So what do you think is going to happen?
I just feel like they're going to continue on, and I feel like the path that we're on currently is just going to get heavier, deeper, and it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be worse. You know, it's going to get worse. And I just, I just feel like I don't know how else to pull people together like you have been, and ideas that you've offered others to do. And every time I try to tell someone, it's just, they don't believe it. And I'm like, your leader is on TV telling you, these demons are telling you, you know, point blank what they're going to do. And they just blow it by, you know, drive by car lots that people are still buying $50,000 and $60,000 new cars. And like, I don't know how you expect to afford this stuff. I just don't know how the average person, average, you know, wage earner can move on, you know.
Well, exactly. We can see a little bit ahead of the future. So we know the music's stopping, and we're like, but they think we're just buzz killing. But you're absolutely right. What is the general public going to do when they figure out the party's over? This is going to not be pretty.
No, it's not. And that's what scares me the most. I mean, just seeing the trouble that we have currently, and just in the state that we're in, and I can't imagine what it's going to be like when it gets even worse. And I just, you know, I pray for everyone. And I think about what the Bible says about being in the world, not of the world, but along with that, that also means that we're supposed to help others, help them see, help them understand, help them get in a better position. And, you know, and I think about the about what's happening to us, them attacking us physically and spiritually, you know, and as in the days of Noah, so shall also come against sin and be, Son of Man be. And what is happening, what happened in Noah's day is currently happening right now for our eyes with the DNA and the sexualization of children. And I mean, I cannot believe how fast this is happening. It's like they just, they blew the dam wide open and everything just, you know, flowing out so fast. I just can't keep track. It's crazy.
Brother, yeah, and people I thought were bad have woken up and are fighting back, and I've lost family that has just been wounding in this. We just got to pray to God and ask God to just help us make it through this, because this is history happening right now, and I appreciate your call. Very powerful words, Eric. Thank you. We'll come back, and we're going to take five calls or four calls in this next segment. Daniel, Robert, Nick, and Mike, we got 10 minutes to take your calls next segment. We have a special guest in studio. I saw this. I researched it. I talked to folks that were involved in it, and I'm like, wow, this, out of all the stuff going on, is really important. So that's in about 15 minutes with a special guest in studio. I'll tell you about that. But, yeah, it's also kind of liberating how bad things are, because all the little stupid stuff doesn't matter now, does it? I mean, really. Like, I got all these other globalist things attacking me, and it's like, hey, you guys figured out what's about to go down? You think, like, it's actually sad, though. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Baby!
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight.
Trust me, honey. Clip by DeSantis that I'm going to play the last minute of this segment of our take calls, where he signed that bill, and I meant to start the show with it, and he said, I don't give anything about Hollywood or the elite. I care about our children, our people, when he banned them doing pedophile training in schools in Florida. And right then, CNN, I know he's real. I know he's not a fraud. I know he's not serving Satan. Doesn't matter if he went to Yale or was a Navy SEAL. I can tell you he's the real deal, and he wants humanity to have a future because he loves his children. It's the last minute. Guys, tell me how long it is so I hit it perfectly. But we're going to play DeSantis and what he said in that bill signing yesterday, because that's the stuff of victory. We're going to go out with that. Then I got a special guest on, and then I got some Mark Dice stuff. But I want to hit four or five of your calls right now. Daniel in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First of all, God bless you and your team. You know, you guys listening should all check out that elderberry you guys got with the anthocyanins in it.
That'll absolutely be really good. A lot of good stuff. Well, what's your view on the gold, the dollar, and the crash?
Well, you know, if this all goes down, which it really seems like it's going to be, I thought a lot about bartering and stuff. I just feel like maybe gold won't be as valuable as getting to know your neighbors, trading things with your neighbors. Once this goes down, people are going to be thinking day to day, so it's really important to keep telling people what's going on and build a community wherever you are. If if you're able to.
Community is real value. The Amish aren't going to even know this is happening. But watch, the left will say, make them join with us. The first thing they'll do is attack the Amish and the Mennonites when this happens. Because 400 years ago in Austria and Germany and Switzerland, they figured it out. They were being killed for being Protestants. They said, we're going to go to the new world. We're going to do our own deal. And they've known this is coming forever.
Honestly, I'm thinking about going and living with the Amish, the way things are going.
Well, who knows if they'll let you join them, brother, but I hear you. It's huge. All right, thank you for the call. God bless you. All right, let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to a Floridian, Nick. Nick from Florida, go ahead.
Hoorah, Alex. Hoorah to all you info warriors out there.
Yes, sir.
I want to tell you that, you know, we don't need to have fear because there's a lot of people in this country who want change and who have a plan. And
no, I hear you. I have fear for the children. I mean, this is going to be really bad. Okay. But I hear you. I'm not worried about me or you, but man, what about the children?
Well, when it comes time to physically defend those children, if that presents its time, then I mean, I guess we're all going to have to make those choices.
I know, but they're going to get you turning the power off, brother.
Well, then we need to turn the power back on, sir. And my recommendation is this, that we don't wait till they collapse the dollar, that we do away with that ourselves and that we circumnavigate the Federal Reserve by allowing the
U.S. Treasury. No, I agree. We need state governments having emergency hearings right now about issuing state currencies for collapse. I agree. Damn right. You're damn right. That's what we need. We need the states to lead the way now with the people.
Absolutely. And if people think already that we don't live in some form of communist control, they're dead wrong. We have universal basic income already, and it exists in Social Security. It exists in people who receive VA compensation. It exists in welfare. It exists in all types of different forms of
government. And these dirty bankers like Larry Fink are making their move on us right now.
And it's time for us to stand together and stop them. And if we need to come together as a force through neighborhood watch units, then that's what we'll do, because every neighborhood in this country has a way to come together. But I mean, if we could get back to the dollar point of it, I have a full blown plan strategy here that kind of lays out in more detail, but it would take too long. But just by allowing the U.S. Treasury, everybody their stimulus when that went out, and hold on, did I lose you guys? Sorry.
No, your phone's going between Bluetooth. Sorry, go ahead.
Yep. All right. So anyway, during the pandemic, when they sent everything out, that check came from the U.S. Treasury. When you get your income tax check back at the end of the year, that comes from the U.S. Treasury. The Federal Reserve doesn't send that. And the American people don't need permission from the Federal Reserve to print money. So if we have to subsidize our power supply by hiring more U.S. workers and paying them directly through the U.S.
Treasury. No, I agree. If we know the globalists are doing this on purpose and aren't our saviors, we can use this to become independent against them. That's why it's critical to know they're the ones engineering it, so they're not the leaders during the crisis. Thank you so much, Nick. Mike in Alaska, thank you for holding. I really appreciate you calling.
Okay. Hey, Alex, fellow Texan up here living on the edge of the wilderness in Alaska.
I envy you.
I just wanted to point out the source of all the world's problems can actually be traced to the dishonest monetary system that was foisted on America in 1913.
Yes, sir.
And until we remove that, the power of privately owned central banks to basically counterfeit U.S. currency, nothing's ever going to change. I mean, we have got...
No, I agree, but now they're going to take that to the next level with a smart app that tracks and controls everything we do, so they got to kill the dollar to parlay into this basket of currencies run by the UN. I mean, we're now there. It ain't coming now, brother. We're here. Can you believe this?
But like Franklin said, you go, instead of cursing the darkness, we have to light a candle. And the way we do it, you get an obstacle in front of you. You've got to learn to go around it. And just like that last caller said, we have got to learn to transact with one another in gold and silver. We got to get back.
I agree. And barter and every, and exactly. I think this is going to be our greatest moment here. I mean, I think I agree with you. It's going to be rough. It's going to be hard, but we're about to find out who we are again.
If you have two brain cells left to rub together, I would go out and buy as much gold and silver as I could get my hands on, and while it's still affordable. And because once all this comes and
No, I totally agree with you. I had to sell all my silver and gold in my divorce 8 years ago. I mean, gosh, I had $500,000 of it. I bought it was like worth $2 million at the divorce. That's what paid for the divorce and everything. Then I basically have none of it now. A little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, almost nothing. And you're right. I wish that is damn right, brother, what you're saying.
Would be happening if we allowed, if traders in D.C. had not, Christmas Eve night, you know, just a handful of congressmen, you know, passed that because, you know the story. But anyway, we have got to go around this. We've got to come together and start trading with one another in gold and silver and barter.
That's right. We had a banker coup on Christmas Eve, 1913, and it's now 109 years into it. And now they're getting rid of us, moving to the next level with China. We got to say no. We recognize you. We know who you are, and we say no. Thank you so much, Mike. All right, David Sinclair. I'm going to tell you who he is on the other side. I had this checked out by engineers, by scientists, by telecommunications experts, and they say this is basically what the CIA is. And we're going to talk about this and real secure communications, next level, beyond dumb phones, beyond satellite phones, on the other side when we come back. But I wanted to play a clip here of DeSantis, because this is the most important thing. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what the politicians say. I don't care what the globalists say. I'm done. I'm going to do what's right. Heaven may fall. Justice is going to be done. And that's what we need to see. With the bill saying, don't teach five-year-olds how to have sex with each other. And even Bill Maher says, yeah, leave kids alone. Yes, you dirty leftist pedos wrapped in a rainbow flag. The rainbow flag is now a pedophile flag. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Governor, hopefully President DeSantis. We'll be right back with a special guest in studio.
And so we will continue to recognize that in the state of Florida, parents have a fundamental role in the education, health care, and well-being of their children. We will not move from that. I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them. And as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again, because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you. I'm Professor Mark Dice. I teach gender studies at California State University, and my colleagues and I across the country have been making tremendous progress in shattering the gender binary. We've introduced, as you know, a growing list of over 57 different gender identities. Many people don't know which gender they want to be. It's an extremely creative process. The reason I'm here is obviously the college students, young adults, their minds still fairly malleable. But we've seen the Don't Say Gay bill being passed in Florida. And if we're going to truly succeed in the New World Order, we're going to have to reach the younger children. And maybe on a local level, we could start with introducing ordinances to ban even identifying anyone as a gender at all. And if we can stop referring to the children as just boys, girls, he's or she's, until they're old enough to decide, perhaps then we can complete let's just be honest here, the Marxist revolution. We can get to the point where a lot of us can shed the label of the Democrat and just openly admit that we are Marxists. Repealing the First Amendment on a national level may be a little bit difficult, but we've seen surveys conducted on the Oceanside Pier that there are a lot of people that are willing to accept that. So we're just recommending the Bilderberg Group, Think Tank, some of our associates, World Economic Forum, are recommending that on local levels we prevent the gendering of children at all. As you know, children will believe virtually anything at a young age. They believe that a man in a red suit flies around and brings presents to them every Christmas. And if we can convince them that there is no such thing as gender, that boys can be girls, girls can be boys, that men can get pregnant, that women can have external genitals, penises, then I think that we'll be able to really succeed in what it is that we're trying to do here. We're going to have to start reaching the children on a younger level. And again, by the time a lot of these students reach college, many of them are set in their ways. Some of them are watching Tucker Carlson, other YouTubers.
Thank you very much, sir.
More, subscribe to the Mark Dice YouTube channel.
That's it. Thank you.
Boy, you gotta love Mark Dice with green hair. And everybody doing this comedy thing where you just repeat what leftists actually say at city councils is the new art form. I mean, I don't even track YouTube, and I see it every day, like 5 million views, 1 million views, 500,000 views, 10 million views. I mean, people are nailing it. So I'm gonna go to the city council soon and do my own leftist character. We got to decide what leftist character I'm going to have. And not much hair left, but we got to make it green or purple. Now, David Sinclair, I learned about this guy from Roger Stone months ago when they sponsored CPAC. And then I did research, and I talked to IT people, and I talked to folks involved with secure communications. They said, yeah, this is what everybody's been saying should be done. This isn't like some proxy thing, and it's not like, you know, some system that's super complex. It's simply what's put into your phone, and we're going to explain all of this. So we hear all this talk about dumb phones. Dumb phones are great. Everybody's going to those, so they don't have apps. They're not as easy to track. That's great. But what about your smartphone under your control, not tracking you, not tracing you, and giving you triple layer encryption that actually works? So David Sinclair is here, and he's becoming a big sponsor with us. I'm fully endorsing this, and I'm getting set up with it right now as well. And it's VoltaWireless.com, V-O-L-T-A, Volta, V-O-L-T-A, VoltaWireless.com, promo code Alex to get a big discount on signing up. And they're coming out with secure phones at a very low price, but right now they're ready with the SIM cards, but also with other systems very easily, because I'm not a very technical guy. I can research technicals, but I'm not good at the actual nuts and bolts. I was able to do this in like 5 minutes myself. So that's why I am very excited. You're not trusting some outside system. You've got hardware on your phone that's designed to communicate point to point seamlessly with wireless systems worldwide and protect your identity and more. So I appreciate David Sinclair. He is a former telecommunications and tech industry executive and is now the founder and CEO of Volta Wireless. And I just fascinated talking to you for hours on the phone. The limited time we have here, I'm going to try to give you the floor to talk about all the stuff you've done with industrial machines and pipelines and everything, and what you're bringing people. And, you know, I guess that you wouldn't tell me it's all secret, but obviously this is going to be stuff the CIA wants, because this is real secure communication.
Absolutely. This is definitely secure communications. And, you know, as we've seen, everybody last year was talking about how Signal was the biggest thing for secure communications. You need to get an encrypted messenger, you go get Signal. And what do we see this year? Lots of criminal suits filed by the FBI, where they have messaging from Signal included as some of the core pieces of evidence in those cases. You know, it's not true security. It's not truly secure like it's supposed to be. You know, what we see happening every single day is mobile companies and tech companies are using our mobile phones to track everything we do. You know, they know what time we wake up in the morning, because what do most people do when they get up in the morning? One of the first things they do is pick up their mobile phone. You know, they know every phone call we make, every text message you send or receive. You know, they're required by law, the mobile operators are, to keep a record of every text message and every call for 5 years. They know who you talk to, when you talk to them, how often you talk to them. They have literally...
I just learned about that with January 6th. And there's nothing to hide, but they've literally got everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They know every internet search that you do. They know everything, right? That's just the mobile companies. Then you've got all the tech companies with all their apps on your phone that are, you know, calling to mama every 2 minutes telling Facebook and Amazon and everybody else, this is where you are, this is what you're doing, this is what you're looking at on the internet. You know,
and if you wonder why even your new Apple phone or Droid suddenly won't work for a minute but does later, it's downloading them.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Not that, I'm not an engineer like you, but I've been told that by really smart engineers like
you. Yeah, absolutely. So the FTC ran tests on Apple phones and Android phones, and they discovered that on average, an Apple phone sends information about you back to Apple 52 times a day. The average Android phone sends information back to Google 14 times an hour.
Wow.
That's more than 350 times a day that Google is getting information from an Android phone about you. You know, it's insane.
And you're going to, in fact, if you can stay tomorrow, I'll have you on for like 2 hours, because I'd love talking on the phone. I talk to all these engineers. They say what you're doing is dead on the answer. We want people to understand this is a simple way to take power back in your life from hackers, governments, corporations, you name it, with this Volta phone. This is exciting.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity to finally take back your privacy, right? To finally stop everybody tracking everything that you do. So, you know, Volta Wireless at its heart is a software company. You know, we began with the idea that we want everyone to have freedom. Free speech, be able to say what you want to do. Freedom of association, be able to talk with the people you want to talk to. You know, these are rights that are guaranteed by the Bill of Rights.
You know, and all the political scientists I know agree, privacy is the first right. If you don't have that, you have nothing.
But exactly. You know, back in the revolutionary times, when they wrote the Constitution originally, and they did the Bill of Rights, the Fourth Amendment is about the privacy of your personal effects. Back then, we didn't have digital effects. Everything was on paper. So it was the privacy of your papers and your personal effects in your own home. You couldn't be searched without a warrant. Today, unfortunately, you know, the Supreme Court has never ruled that digital things are considered to be personal effects. If you send an email, that goes through multiple servers on the way to its destination, and because you're using other people's servers, it's no longer considered to be your personal communications, even though there's really no difference between a personal letter that you send that the post office carries for you and an email that you send that some email provider carries for you.
Let's talk about that when we come back, because I talk to you all the time. It's amazing what you know. This is a way to just ignore that, legally protect yourself, and how important it is, and it's just the SIM card and you're done. You don't have to mess with it. Like all these other systems that don't work, because I've had folks, 30 plus companies come to us and say, do this, do that, sell this phone, do that. And I looked at it, it didn't really work. This is the first one that works.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them. And as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda at the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have the communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic,
and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them. And as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So you may have nothing to hide, but the system and all these corrupt influences want your data. Protecting your most valuable asset is key. David Sinclair of Volta Wireless is here with us, VoltaWireless.com, and they are they've launched months ago with CPAC as a big sponsor and more, gotten rave reviews, systems where you have these simulated SIM cards, we want to be clear, that so many people have talked about versus real ones. If you want a physical one, they've got it. They've got virtual ones. It's so easy. It's one click. And this is a real solution. I'm so excited about it. So please give viewers and listeners, Mr. Sinclair, the same presentation you've given me.
Well, I don't know if I can give you the exact same one, but you know, here's the background. Volta Wireless began with the idea of we want people to be able to be free, and so we want them to be able to have their privacy back. And so the first thing we looked at is, what's the most important thing in free speech? Well, it's free communication, the ability to share information with one another. And so the first thing we did was we worked on an encrypted messenger. And everybody's, you know, we talked about Signal a moment ago. Signal uses basic end-to-end encryption. They're using an open source piece of code. And lo and behold, you know, we discovered, of course, that the FBI and frankly other government agencies have figured out how to hack that code. Right? There's a company in Israel called NSO. They have a software called Pegasus. They sell it to governments around the world. They specialize in hacking encrypted communications. So when you look at the FBI cases that were filed in January about a lot of the January 6th events that happened, what you find is a lot of Signal communications are used as evidence in those cases because the FBI has figured out how to get to them. You know, the next step then is, okay, well, how do you improve upon that? Well, we developed our own encrypted messenger, which allows you to do calls, messaging, file transfer, with, and also voice and video calls both, with up to 1,000 people at the same time. And it uses three layers of 256-bit encryption.
That's huge, I'm told.
Oh yeah.
Three layers.
So three layers, 256-bit encryption is what the NSA uses to communicate top secret materials. Three layers of 256-bit encryption, it takes, every supercomputer in the world more than 1 million years to break through three layers of 256-bit encryption. Essentially, the computing power does not exist in the world today to hack through that.
Wow.
Okay, so there's no way somebody's going to be able to brute
force. And that's what Volta Wireless does.
That's built into our messaging software. Absolutely. That was the starting point.
You know, like I said, over 30 groups have approached us. I've shown to my people, they're not that good. People are like, well, this is it, what you've done. So how are you so different? How'd you do this?
Well, you know, a lot of this comes from, I spent the last 30 years working in the tech industry and telecommunications. I was doing big systems integration outsourcing projects around the world, most of the time in emerging markets where I was constantly being tracked by the local secret police because they thought, oh, is this a guy a spy? He's implementing some government IT system. You know, and so I was used to constantly having my communications monitored, having people trying to trail me, see where I'm going, who I'm meeting with, that kind of thing. I came back to the States in 2000.
You were telling me, like, you were like a Kazakhstan putting in, like, pipelines,
so
wireless.
So I was living in, I've lived in Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Georgia.
Kazakhstan, sorry, I got it wrong.
That's okay. I've worked in Tajikistan as well. So I've been all over the stands. You know, what I was doing there though, in my last business over there, I was doing industrial automation projects. So we were implementing pipeline management systems, railway traffic management systems, utility management systems, those sort of things. And what we discovered is that all of them use this certain kind of SIM card to do their wireless communications. It's what's called a machine-to-machine SIM card. It's designed just for transmitting data from one machine to another, M-to-M SIM cards. And what we figured out is, you know, you can encrypt that data, know, that's why you use data instead of voice and SMS, because it's easy to encrypt and there's no server in the middle. And you basically have those machines communicating to each other without any server in the middle, about anyone being able to monitor it. And so when you look at our messenger, it's designed for peer-to-peer communications just like that. Then on top of that, we're using these M2M SIM cards to provide everybody with access to 800 mobile networks in 200 countries around the world. So here in the U.S., with our SIM card or our eSIM, you get access both to the T-Mobile and AT&T networks. You get unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data on them, and it's all encrypted. You know, you don't have to worry about somebody monitoring your internet activity or monitoring your communications, because they can't. It's all encrypted. It's all secure. Then on top of that, at the same time that we launched the mobile platform last year, we also launched the Volta Private Payment System. And what this is, I mean, you're familiar with Venmo, Cash App. What the Volta Private Payment System really is all about is you being able to do financial transactions without somebody collecting and selling your data. So Venmo and Cash App, the big part of their business is collecting your financial transactions and selling them to third parties. They sell them to banks, they sell them to insurance companies, credit people, everything. So you know, it's not just your financial transactions, by the way, that they're selling. They're figuring out, what did you buy? Where did you buy it? And because that app is always communicating your location, they're also figuring out who was with you when you bought it. You know, when you went to the dinner at that restaurant and you guys split up the bill, they know exactly who everybody was at that meal.
Databases.
Exactly. And they sell all
that
information.
Again, you've done nothing wrong, but they're using it against you. You've got to get – that's why I'm so impressed what you guys have done, David, because I've talked to a lot of really smart people. They go, man, this is the system – this is what should have been done, and you've finally done it, and it's so easy. How do people call, or how do people go online? How do they download this? How do they get it on their phone?
Yeah, so it's actually very simple. You go out to VoltaWireless.com. You sign up for a subscription. Once you get your subscription, you pay for it, you get issued what's called a Volta Private Number. This is a new anonymous phone number that has no association with you. You use that to log in with your password into the app. And you set up the app. You're going to download an eSIM to your phone, or you can actually order a SIM card if you prefer to have a SIM card. And once you do that, you have access to unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data.
And I was able to do this very quickly the other day in like 5 minutes. And I know how stuff works, but I'm not good at actually doing it myself. And it was very easy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what we found when we did research on this subject, we figured out that the vast majority of people are concerned about their privacy. They know their data is getting collected. They hate it. They don't want it to be collected. They feel like it's theirs. And they're right. And the problem is, everybody feels like you have to have a PhD in cybersecurity to know what the heck to do. So our big focus was, okay, you know what? There's thousands of companies out there offering thousands of niche solutions, and all of them solve some small part of the problem. Maybe they encrypt your internet activity. Maybe they give you communications. Maybe they help you with your financial transactions. Really not too many people doing anything around the mobile coverage. And we said, you know what? We want to give it all to everyone in one simple-to-use package, one subscription, everything you need. And so that's what we did.
And it's lower than most phone bills. That's why, David, this is insane. Every listener should go and do this right now.
Absolutely. You know, for $39.99 a month, you're going to get unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data, plus all of these privacy features. So you know that nobody's using your mobile phone to track you everywhere you go anymore. You know, it'll hide your location, your identity, your communications, your internet activity, your financial transactions. And we've got more features coming down the road. You know,
why is nobody else doing this like you are, A, and then B, how have you not gotten in trouble with the disruptive technology? Because I know they come after people that even try to launch something close to this.
Yeah, well, why is nobody doing this? I don't know. Honestly, when I did the research and discovered that this wasn't going on, I was shocked. I was like,
because again, it's machine to machine. You're using a totally different system that's on the phones already that they're using to report back. You're using that.
I mean, you know, it's just the exact same thing that's been used for 10 years in industrial automation. You know, all of these devices that you got around your home, they're communicating back to the mothership using machine-to-machine data.
Your washing machine, your computer, you're
exactly,
just using
the refrigerator.
That.
You know, it's the exact same technology. You know, one of the things that I'm really surprised about, just so you understand, I've worked for 30 years in the tech industry, primarily in sales, primarily in business management. I'm not an engineer by training. I've learned everything on the job, right? All of the technologies that we're using, we haven't invented anything. All we're doing is taking existing technologies and combining them in a new way to make it very easy for you to use. So if you go out to our website and you download our app after you sign up for your subscription, you log in, and within minutes, everything's going to be secure. You're not going to have to worry about it anymore.
And that's what I love, is I've tried it. It just takes over, and then now it's all secure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, a lot of people, when they first download, they say, oh, but I can't use my phone app anymore. Well, that's right. You can't use your phone app anymore because you don't want AT&T or Verizon tracking every phone call. You're going to make
you
all
use
your phone
this
calls
app
through the Volta app, right? Through the Volta wireless app.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
And it's going to be secure. And you can call, and, you know, unlike Signal and WhatsApp and all that, you can call anyone, anywhere. You know, we have unlimited, talk and text. You know, you can call anybody.
Well,
anywhere
David
in the
Sinclair,
world.
I got to congratulate you because For a month, I've been, you know, looking at what you're doing. I checked it all. You're doing trailblazing stuff. People should really go there now. Even an idiot like me can sign up for it. VoltaWireless.com. Promo code Alex, and it supports the broadcast.
We are only offering three coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Malcolm.
All right. I'm going to make this quick and real short where the other Patriots can get on the line. Alex, I have to promote one thing from one of your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer. Super Male Vitality and Brain Force Plus. Mix those two together, you're an unstoppable tank.
Super Male Vitality really, really works. It's cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that have never been heated up. And so it has a dramatic effect compared to powdered versions that also work quite well, but just aren't as strong. This is like a very fine wine. It's in fact, each batch is different. Sometimes it's super strong. Sometimes it's just okay. People are like, why are you selling something and admitting sometimes the batch isn't strong? That's just how it is. It's how it works. So it's always good. It's just sometimes it's like super strong. But yeah, if you want the Rolls Royce at a decent price, then this is it.
We are only offering three coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities, they ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, I only bring you things I believe in, and what David Sinclair and Volta Wireless have created is game-changing. Go to VoltaWireless.com, use promo code Alan, get a big discount signing up for their virtual SIM, or they'll send you a SIM card for your cell phone that uses machine-to-machine communications and triple-layered encryption to defeat all these different surveillance systems. This is the future. So in the 10 minutes we've got left, David Sinclair, lay out really how incredible this is.
You know, what we did was we built our system based on ignorance by design. You know, you asked before, well, why hasn't the government come after you? You know, the government's welcome to come after me. We've got nothing to hide because we've got no data. You know, it's crazy. We have massive amounts of processing power and memory, but the guys who do hosting for us are like, well, don't you want some more storage? And I'm like, well, no, because we don't collect any data. When subscribers sign up, they sign up anonymously. They provide an email address, and they provide a payment method.
But so you guys are a switch. You're not, you know.
We don't collect the payment method. You know, we actually have a third party that handles all of our payment processing for us. They get the payment method. So you sign up anonymously. Unlike your mobile operator, we're not collecting your location. We're not keeping track of your communications. Frankly, we can't keep track of your communications. We designed our system so that even if we wanted to, or somebody wanted to hack into our system and try to track you, they can't. There's nothing there to do it with. You know, that's the whole focus is we want people to have complete freedom. You know, how many times have you been on the phone and you said, oh, you know, maybe I shouldn't say this on the phone, but, or maybe I shouldn't have said that on the phone because somebody might be listening. Well, the truth is you are getting monitored. That's the truth today. You know, even if you have a dumb phone, every call, every text, the operator's got a record of it. The government gets access to it. That's the law today. And what we're doing is changing that paradigm completely by making everything encrypted so that even if somebody's able to get into it, there is just no way that they're going to be able to figure out what it actually is, who you are even. You know, even if you call somebody who's not a Volta subscriber using the Volta app, what's going to happen? Well, yes, it's not encrypted when it gets to your friend's phone because he's not using Volta on his phone. And somebody over there can listen in on that end. But if they start trying to trace it back to figure out, well, who's it coming from, they're essentially going to get it dead-ended at our data center. Because it's encrypted completely from your device to our data center where we connect to the regular telco network. But we don't have any record that you actually made that call.
And this is the real revolution. Explain that. Yeah. This is so huge.
I mean, it's a very simple philosophy called ignorance by design. We don't want to know. We don't want any records. You know, any records that
and they can't say you're bad because why should you exactly? Why should you know what they're saying or doing?
Exactly. You know, the world over the last 10 years has been transformed by what they call the surveillance capitalism. You know, giving you free services and then taking all your data. You know, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product, right? We're basically the counter to that paradigm. We're saying, you know what? We're going to charge you a reasonable fee. $39.99 for unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data, plus all these privacy features. That's less than most people are paying for their mobile subscriptions today. You know, so we're charging you a reasonable fee. We don't have any ads. We don't collect any data, so we can't sell it, and the government can't demand it from us, and hackers can't steal it. You know, so the focus here is, you know, you should be willing to pay kind of what you pay for your mobile service today to get all of these benefits of having security and privacy and not having to worry about, you know, Apple or Google or anybody else tracking. You know,
I can't say it enough, David. This is the revolution. Companies not screwing you and selling your data and just charging you to give you anonymity. Not that you're bad, but again, I'm not bad, but I was, you know, in bed with my wife last night. Nobody needs to be watching it. It's my personal life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's no reason anybody should know who did you talk to yesterday and how many times did you talk to them and what did you talk to them about? You know, you're at the doctor's
office. I would feel embarrassed if I was watching my neighbor over the fence.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what's he saying to his wife? What's he saying to his kids?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Sorry, I interrupted you. You were saying
no, that's okay. It's crazy.
Doctor.
You know, I'll say if you're at the doctor's office and you get some news, right? What are you going to do? You're going to call somebody, you're going to text somebody to let them know what's going on, right? Well, HIPAA goes right out the window. HIPAA is supposed to protect your medical privacy, right? But as soon as you send that as a text message to somebody or make a phone call to somebody about that, guess what?
And that's on medical record that, okay, you just got diagnosed with whatever it was. You sent it. It's attached to your ID. It's not a report.
Exactly. You know, and it gets sold to brokers. You know, and these data brokers, they'll sell that data to anybody. They don't care what they're going to do with it. You know, if you're lucky, it's just an insurance company or, you know, somebody who owns an apartment you want to rent trying to do a background check. But the reality is You know, last year, these data brokers sold people's personal data to lots of different hacking groups. There was one instance where they sold it to a Vietnamese hacking group, like 400 million records of people from around the world. And these Vietnamese people were, all they were doing was identity theft. You know, that's crazy. You know, so
you, just like you lock your door at night, just like you brush your teeth in the morning, people need to become aware and they want a one-stop shop, David, to do this and then protect their identity, protect their transactions, protect their data.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we began with communications, then we looked at internet activity, then we said, okay, we got to stop the mobile providers from being able to collect all your data, right? So what's the next step? Well, the next step for us is, you know, even if you're using our software and you've got an Apple phone or an Android phone, what's happening? Well, you know, Apple's getting information on you 52 times a day. Android's getting sending information to Google 350 times a day. And we said, you know what? We've got to take the next step. We've got to come out with our own Volta private phone. And so that's where we developed the Volta private phone here. So I'm going to hand this over to you, Alex.
It's been I guess this is just now launching, because the app I'm already using is great. As soon as this is ready, I want it. When can I get the Volta phone?
So it's going to start shipping in May. We're already taking pre-orders. You can order it now. You'll be one of the first people to get one of them in May. And so it's going to be shipping in May. And the great thing about it is it's a secure piece of hardware manufactured in a secure facility, so there's no zero-day hacks. We have a secure operating system. It's Android-based, though. So you're getting secure operating system. You know it's going to work because it's Android-based. But unlike the Android operating systems in most phones today, we've completely de-Googled it. So we don't use any Google services at all, no connection to Google whatsoever. We provide our own software updates to it through our own platform. We also have a secure app store, so you're no longer going to the Google Play Store. You're going to be using what's called Aurora. It's essentially an app store where you can download any Android app from the Google Play Store without having to actually Google know that you've downloaded it or what you've downloaded. So
folks, you want freedom? They've made it easy with a few steps to really start taking control of your life, your communication. I'm going to do it. You got my commitment. I'm getting off the Apple. I'm going back to Droid. We're doing it. We've got to start taking control of our lives right now. I got to tell you, it starts at VoltaWireless.com.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's really, at this point, you know, our focus, our mission as a company is to help people take back their privacy, help them have freedom, be able to say what they want, do what they want, talk with whom they want, you know, freedom of association, freedom of speech. It's so critical, right? Without that, you know, there's really, you're not going to get anything else. And to get that, you have to have privacy. So we've talked about what we're doing today. You know, down the road, our intention is to continue to add features. So the ability to use your social media without your social media using you. That's the next one on our roadmap. You know, everybody uses today Zoom and Microsoft Teams and all of these things. Well, if you read your Zoom terms of service, they have access to every app on your device whenever you're using a Zoom.
And again, you're a great guy, David Sinclair, and this is all wonderful, but just getting in the process of getting a safe phone, learning how it works, for all of us, we've got to do it. We can't just keep, oh, big tech, you can monitor me, you can surveil me, mm-hmm. whatever. They are so scared of us taking control of our lives.
Absolutely. You know, this is really going to be a huge disruption to the big tech business model. You know, their whole business model is about data collection. You know, it's about collecting everything they can on you. They build a psychological model on you, and then they figure out, okay, how can I provide them information and withhold other information, essentially to manipulate your thinking. That's their whole business model. But if they can't collect your data, well, then what are they going to do?
They can't surveil how their propaganda is working.
Yeah, exactly. They can't manipulate how their propaganda.
Well, the inventor of the internet back in the 60s said, it was a psychiatrist, he said, he was a horrible person. He said, we're going to use it to see how our control's working, how our stimuli works. We'll just cut that off, and now they're blind.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, they started really benign. Oh, we're just going to use it to show you the right ads that you're interested in. The reality is it's getting used for so much else. You know.
David Sinclair, VoltaWireless.com, promo code Alex to get a big discount. You can get the virtual SIM card, get the actual SIM card. The phone's coming out. People can pre-order those. Volta, V-O-L-T-A, wireless.com. VoltaWireless.com. You're a great sponsor. I've had our IT people check you out. You guys are amazing. So congratulations on getting this done, brother.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I really appreciate you having me on the show today.
You bet. You're going to be on for an hour in the third hour today with Owen Schroyer. What are you going to be covering?
You know, today we're going to be talking a lot about, actually probably a couple of the op-eds that I've written. So I've written a couple of op-eds talking about.
I saw it in a bunch of newspapers.
Yeah, the big tech business model as well as the mobile company business model. You know, it's amazing. They used to just be about, you know, selling you services, and now it's so much more about data collection and this collusion between tech companies and mobile operators and the
government. And tell the listeners, because I read those articles, but what were the names of those? We can pull them up.
So one of them is on PJ Media. It's Big Tech, the Greatest Threat to Freedom. And then the second one was published on townhall.com. And it's really about how mobile services are the next battlefield for freedom.
David Sinclair, VoltaWireless.com, promo code Alex. We'll see you on the other side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
With the world awakening, I think it's important that we ride the momentum right now, take advantage of this moment, and I've always an idea that's something everybody can do, that every listener can do. I think it'd be powerful and effective for us to, hang banners over highways. Imagine a giant banner in Houston or LA or Atlanta that says, Alex Jones is right, InfoWars.com, or we stand with the truckers, arrest scouts, or whatever.
It's Brother, I'm so glad you called to elaborate on this. Yes, now is the time in your small town or your big city to write something on the bathroom wall, or to put a sticker on your car, or banner hangs over highways, and it will be a chain reaction. What do you recommend people say on these banner hangs?
I have a few ideas. First of all, arrest Fauci, arrest Fauci, a vaccine is poison. There's tons of things. I say just keep it short, keep it concise.
No, I agree. Arrest Fauci, arrest Bill Gates. The COVID vax is poison. Beautiful.
Yeah, there's ways that we could all be involved, that we could all be affected. So that's what I'm calling about.
God bless you, Chris, in Atlanta. I really, really appreciate you calling us today. Thank you so much.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.